If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I go to the doctor. He says, "Doctor, I'm having trouble at home with my love life. What'll I do?" He says, "Take off 20 pounds. Run 10 miles a day." Man calls him 2 weeks later. "Doc, took off the 20 pounds. I've been running 10 miles a day." "Well, how's your love life?" "I don't know. I'm 140 miles away."
"That's not funny. There's no humor there. It is absent of humor."
Now, as everyone knows, that was not successful.
Okay. Ready to get this party going on?
You know, you go home and have a couple of shooters, and I don't know what the f*** happens, but when you come back, you're not the same lady.
Is this a role that you would have wanted to play, Sean, had you been young enough for the role?
I was a good deal older than the guy when I first read it, so it never came to mind that way. I never could have or would or did consider that.
You could have gone comedy with it and been Spicoli.
And now... our feature presentation.
Dodgers!
What happened, Mike?
Just
start with that. Start with Mike's boyfriend, Nomar.
What happened?
How about a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth?
Really?
Yes!
I thought he was injured, Garcia Parr.
He's injured every second of his life. Okay. But he decided to play last night. Right. And he played great in shortstop, too, which, you know, for I think he's 104 years old. And somehow he played great at shortstop and then hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth. Manny hit another home run, too.
Did he really?
Wow. It wasn't just that it was a walk-off homer, which, of course, is one of the most exciting things in baseball.
What is a walk-off homer?
It's where you end the game. You end the game with the game.
He hits a home run, they walk off the field.
I gotcha.
Over.
Okay.
It's over, right. It's that they had been down 6-0 earlier in the game and clawed their way all the way back to then steal the victory in the bottom of the ninth. And it also put them back into first place. So it was, you know, had everything going for it. It was the perfect storm.
I was going to ask about that. I'm not a big baseball fan, but the Angels are playing super well right now.
Well, the Angels are the best team in baseball.
Amazing. Yeah, they literally are.
But the Dodgers are now...
Dodgers tied for first place. They're dead heat with Arizona.
How about that?
Yeah, it's very, very exciting stuff going on right there. By the way, if they lose today, I think the Mariners will be 30 games out of first place. So they got that going for them.
Yeah.
I don't care how bad your team is. You rarely see a team 30 back. I mean, that is back me up on that, Mike. You don't see that very often. It's hard to be 30 games back.
It really is. I mean, that
I mean, you can be a sucky team and have a horrible year and be 15 back
right
at the end of the season.
Now, in the Mariners' defense, they are in the same division as the Angels. So, I mean, they have, not only are they terrible, they have the Angels to compete with. So that puts them 30 games back.
Puts them further back because the Angels have the best record in baseball, right? So, anyway, very exciting. And it's and that Manny, man, for people who may have doubted, it's kind of hard at this point to say it was anything but the best possible move of all time for the Dodgers.
Turns out he's an amazing hitter.
Yeah,
he's so everything you want on the team if you're me, because he hits lots of home runs and drives in a lot of runs for the Dodgers, which makes me happy. But he's also, like, goofy. The other day, he held up the game because he was dropping a deuce.
Wait,
no,
he was supposed to, he was supposed to come up to the plate, but he was in the little boys' room?
No, it was the Dodgers were up by a good amount, and it was the top of the ninth, so the Dodgers were at home, so all they had to do was go out and field.
Right.
And he's accustomed to taking the ninth off defensively because he's kind of a defensive liability, and Joe Torre was not feeling that way, so he went to the bathroom and he was going to relieve himself, and people are running in there like, where's Manny and people are out on the field, the crowd, everybody, you know, they're warming up, we're getting ready for the inning, and there's no left fielder, and Manny was in the stall doing his business. So he just
assumed that he was being replaced in the night, like,
yeah,
he usually,
I mean,
is.
He's just so for, you know, 10 seasons of doing that, and
he's got his bowels trained.
He actually ran out of the field in the ninth with a totally different glove. He just grabbed it, whatever glove was closest, and ran
from
out
a little kid that was alongside the
yeah, trying to think where to shoe.
Yeah. That's bizarre, but he didn't know that he was supposed to play. I mean, he wasn't...
Because
there are some people who could do that. They know they're supposed to be out there, and yet they will hold everything up to go to the bathroom. That takes a special kind of person.
He's just a goofball, yeah. And he ran, and when they finally got out there, all the team was kind of, you know, applauding him. He runs out. He's got this big grin on his face. He's like, sorry about that.
But you get in trouble these days in professional sports if you hold up the game. I mean, there's a penalty or something. I don't know what they could do to you in baseball. In football, they could actually, you know, they could penalize you with yardage. But But, you know, they have a pretty tight time schedule on those things. So you can't really just be standing around waiting for a dude.
So does Manny, by the way. He's got a tight, time schedule as far as going to the bathroom. What do you expect him to do? Change it? I don't think so.
Nature calls.
That was good times. What does Manny do if it's an extra inning game and he's got a date, Mike? I mean, does he just leave the ballpark? Well, I know it's a 10th inning, guys, but seriously, I got plans.
I wouldn't put it past him. Remember, this is a guy who in between innings went to go pee in the Green Monster. I remember that. There's like a bullpen bathroom mm-hmm. in left field, and he was warming up in between innings, and he's like, hold on real quick, and just ran into this, like disappeared into the fence. And
that guy really has to go to the bathroom badly.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going to end up doing commercials for Flomax or something when it's all over. Looks like he needs it.
Or adult diapers.
So you're saying that he is the type of guy who's so bad at fielding,
but he's so good at hitting that
they will take him out when he's not going to bat anymore?
He doesn't run well or at the peak of his ability at all times. So sometimes there are balls that another left fielder might catch for an out or keep a single, but Manny just moseys a little bit, and sometimes that doesn't work out well for him.
Sometimes he's in a hurry, sometimes he's not.
Exactly. Huh. Yeah.
And he's not bad. He's a Major League Baseball player. I mean, he's been playing for 15 seasons.
But if they take him out regularly, he can get the job done, but he's slow compared to a
lot of other people. That's all.
You'd be much better off defensively putting other people in. But you know,
I will tell you that there are times where I've been watching where he has really beat out an infield hit to first base, and the announcers are so stunned. They're like, oh my God, did you see how fast he ran that time? Because maybe he's used to hitting homers where you just go at your own pace. You know, there's no rush to get to the first base. But it's pretty funny. When he applies himself, he can do anything.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good times. A lot of, you know, Dave and others are now starting to say, I don't know, maybe World Series Dodgers Angels, maybe. Could happen. You know, it's been a long time since that's been a possibility.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be pretty strong. But listen, if the guy has to go, what do you want him to do? I mean, you have to respect that. You have to let him go. They have to have a timeout in baseball for going. Right?
Yep. Absolutely. I'm with you.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeMeacho, shall we? It's Thursday, and it's the 14th of...
Hey, there you go.
Dominated!
Nice effort.
Much better.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just for starters, it was a girl.
Right, for a change.
That was strong. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeMeacho. We have live music in the studio. Airborne Toxic Event will be here.
That's what I'm talking about.
Great new band.
An amazing, amazing story, by the way. A band that doesn't have a representation. They don't have a publicist. They don't have a record label. They got nothing. They're just starting out and hoping someone somewhere will hear their record. The next thing you know, K-Rock starts playing it. Doors open.
You know what
they
have?
Got it all.
They have Kat.
They do have Kat.
She's
Kat
all you need.
That's
maybe
right.
They'll be at Coachella next year.
Maybe. Yeah.
I bet they will be.
Yeah. That's a good point. Thank you, Rodney. Let's see. The king of long distance running will be on our program today. This is the king of Mexico, Dave, who is in the Nike's human race, is what mm-hmm. they're calling it. It's a 10K, about 6 miles.
Mm-hmm. Why is it a human race? What kind of races with robots is Nike doing previously that I don't know about?
I think it's a play on words because it's for charity. So they call it human race.
Okay.
To kind of benefit that. I don't know. I'm not positive.
But human race. You get that?
Dave is running. Human race. In it. And the length is 6 miles.
That's pretty far for Dave.
Dave is not a long distance runner.
Hmm.
But he's working on it, right?
Sure. Very hardly. Right? Very hard.
Yeah. Because you could train.
Why did I say that?
No, he is working very hardly. You're actually accurate.
We went to our first little training session Tuesday night, and there most of the people involved in this are serious runners.
Sure.
Like, the people out there running, we're booking. And then there's Dave, bringing up the rear.
You know, you're lazy even for a Mexican.
Yeah. So, krock.com, Kevin and Bean page, and then go to videos, and you can see Dave sort of working out for this run. I don't think it's going to go well.
He believes that when the time comes, he'll have what he needs.
Yep.
I think he's just counting on the adrenaline of the moment, pulling him through.
Yeah, he shouldn't, but I'm happy that he does. Because, as you know, I love the false confidence dudes.
Yep.
They're my favorite. Let's see. Spencer Pratt is in a new video game. I don't know if you heard Ralph tell you that story yesterday, but I'm just going to say it again. Spencer Pratt's in a new video game.
Which means he gets money if you buy that game?
Yes.
That's the bummer part of the story.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you get to beat him in the face.
It's from what we can tell, it's a game where he punches Heidi and Heidi punches him back.
Right, but then you can put your face in.
Yeah.
But that's weird to have a video game where a guy and a girl are fighting.
You think?
Yeah.
Sure. And a couple at that.
Yeah, that's not...
Yeah.
That is not sexy.
Asshole.
Plus, don't forget, we are doing a Breakfast with Weezer. I guess we can tell you it's next week.
Uh-huh.
Can't really tell you many of the details, but it's next week.
Super secret location, super secret day, super secret time.
And if you would like to go to that, we have tickets for their show at the Forum, and we have tickets for our Breakfast with Weezer. You can wake up with Weezer, and we'll give you a chance to earn those coming up in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. And just after 6, in about a half hour, we are going to play some highlights of our interview with Rivers Cuomo, which we had yesterday.
Okay.
Which, by the way, actually talked to us like we were regular people.
Went really well. You never know. Some people are, when they're not in the mood, they don't really want to talk. He's one of them, but... Yeah. He was fine, and we're really looking forward to Breakfast next week because this has been one of those bands that's been on our list forever.
Mm-hmm.
Just forever.
Absolutely.
We totally wanted to do this for a long time, so we're excited to do it, and we'll give you a chance.
Don't go away. Why would you?
Why would you?
Ellen? Great to be back.
What about waking up with Weezer? What about the latest company? Breakfast with your chance to win your way in, plus tickets to see them at the Forum. By the way, that Forum show, as you'll hear when we speak with Rivers, your recap in just a few minutes. First time they've ever played the Forum, which surprised me a little bit, but you can win tickets to that as well. We'll give away both coming up this morning on the Kevin DeBean Show.
Hey, Bean.
See.
If you had to guess, and I know you can't tell the future, but will we still be employed by next week?
Next week?
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about tomorrow. I don't know how I feel about next week.
Should we move the breakfast up?
That's maybe not a bad idea, to tell you the truth. Not a bad idea. Just to be sure it happens, because we're looking forward to it. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm just glad we're here for Airborne Toxic Event. I'm looking forward to hanging out with those. Toxic Event.
Toxic
Event.
Airborne Toxic or Toxic.
I think it's Toxic.
Those are the two acceptable pronunciations.
As Rodney says, Anyway, they're coming in and playing live this morning for us on the Kevin and Bean Show, so that could be fun. It's 5:49. We're almost here with the show.
Business. What's going on?
Maybe not.
Man, you are getting people. You are getting people on board. Dude, Bean said it could be fun. You've got to listen.
I would just like to make a public statement that most of the battles with Rick Dees and Kevin Bean happened before I got on the show. So just keep that in mind. Daddy's got two mortgages. Sad news in the world of entertainment.
Uh-oh. Who died now? What black celebrity is now dead?
No, it's worse than that. Worse than black people dying.
What?
What's worse than that?
Nothing's worse.
That's saying something. I don't know if I can get through this.
Oh, man. You want Lisa to read it or me or...
Not you.
Mine.
No, then I really couldn't get through it.
Because we want to understand what he's talking about.
Hugh Hefner has announced that he's going to stop throwing parties at the Playboy Mansion.
What?
I'm sad.
That is not okay.
Why?
Apparently, at the tender age of 82, Hef is slowing down.
Yeah.
And word comes from Fox News that the final Hef party will take place on Halloween.
But he doesn't even have to go to the parties. Why can't he still rent the place out and just stay in bed if he wants?
He will be renting the party out for the place out for private parties. So,
but he's not going to show.
But he won't be doing his legendary New Year's Eve party, Midsummer's Night Dream party, the lingerie party, his birthday party, the Halloween party, the legendary Hef parties. Apparently, that era is coming to an end.
Does he have health problems, maybe, Ralph, that we don't know about?
No. Apparently, he's just...
Tired
of people being at his house.
Daddy's tired.
Get off my lawn. That's basically what he's saying. I just can't. I just can't.
He'll skip a party or two. He'll be back. He just needs a nap.
Poor Ralph.
I never got an invite to one of the big parties.
Yeah, that's
true. None of the A-list parties. Never got there. I always thought maybe.
Legendary stories from some of those parties.
Yep.
Just unbelievable.
The best. It was heaven on earth. If you're a pervert.
And stories that involve words that you could never picture together, like Bill Cosby and grotto. I mean, just can't see that.
Yeah. Alleged.
Bill Cosby and James Culp. Robert Culp. James Caan.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Maher.
Yeah.
On a four-way.
Pam Anderson.
On a hammock by the peacocks. Sounds like I'm playing a game of Clue.
It does.
There was Robert Culp on the hammock with a peacock.
Oh, you know, I'm just... Here's the thing. Anyways,
Wow.
Anyways.
Hell of a story.
Here's the job I have on the Kevin and Bean Show, primarily. Yeah, I do my little silly voices from time to time, and I do a pitiful impression on occasion. But usually my primary responsibility is talking about showbiz news.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm done.
You can't be done.
But now I'm done.
You have a story you can't top?
No, it's just, here's the thing. When you have to read these stories
every day,
what they do is they just write everything all at once, hoping one of them will be right. Today's news story,
yeah.
Jennifer Aniston and John Mayer have broken up.
Yeah.
Yesterday, okay. She was pregnant with his baby and they were getting married.
That's right.
I can't, I just can't.
Things can change, Ralph.
No! They don't change overnight.
But tomorrow...
She's not pregnant with his baby, getting married yesterday, and today they've broken up. It's just, that's not the case.
Something's...
So one of these stories is wrong. You can't just write everything about everybody hoping that you get lucky. And that's what these tabloids seem to do.
It does seem like, what did we write yesterday? Okay, let's go with the opposite.
Maybe, frankly, we don't know what's going on with them, but eventually we're going to hit on something that may be right. So the word from Us Weekly Magazine is that they are taking time apart, cooling things down, breaking up.
Okay.
They say Jennifer Aniston's already seeing someone else.
Sure. Yeah. And pregnant and engaged.
And now she just got pregnant to that guy. And now they're married. Wait, they just got divorced.
Oh.
Jennifer and John are back together again.
It's moving too fast for me.
I guarantee John Mayer's already seeing someone else.
Yeah. Several someone else's.
Right.
More relationship news from Hollywood. Adrian Grenier from Entourage apparently has broken up with his hottie girlfriend, Isabel Lucas.
Ooh.
Now, friends say things just didn't work out. But rumor has it he didn't really appreciate the fact that she was found in a car crash with Shia LaBeouf a couple weeks ago.
At 2:30 in the morning.
2 a.m., yeah. Yeah.
Apparently he was not aware of their rendezvous.
Friendship.
And they had caused some significant tension between the two of them in their relationship. Does that cheese you off if you're a guy and you find your girlfriend in a car wreck with another dude?
Not if they're, in this case, from what little I know about the story, they're friends and co-workers. They're co-starring together in a movie, and they went to see a friend's band. I mean, that's reasonable.
Yep, that's how it all starts. what if your girlfriend causes the accident by being in the driver's lap at the time?
That's a different thing.
Yeah.
Lisa May.
I only did that once.
Ralph Grenier's flimsy, huh?
He's a little flimsy.
Yeah. He is.
A little like the loafers.
He needs to shave or something. I don't know. He always looks
He's got the new full-blown... Well, he had the beard for the new season of Entourage. He's got a full-blown beard.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that'll help.
But he seems
he does.
Light.
Soft.
Yes.
Puny.
Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah,
but
talented.
Sure. Yeah.
But
puny.
Rachel Hunter, former supermodel and former wife of Rod Stewart, is now all engaged to an L.A. King.
No kidding.
Well, she only marries celebrities.
You used to see her at the hockey games a lot, didn't you, Kevin?
Yeah. For a while, I don't know
really
who she was with then,
so much so that she's marrying Jarrett Stoll, LA King.
Is he good,
Jarrett
Kevin?
Stoll. Jarrett Stoll,
sure.
Kevin, you like him?
Is he good?
Kevin's our big Kings fan.
I'm not terribly familiar with him.
Apparently, the two have been together a while, according to People magazine, and they are all set to tie the knot. So good for them.
Let the romance begin.
Sad news. Sandy Allen, the world's tallest woman, died yesterday.
Oh, no.
How tall was she?
She was so tall, Lisa, that she was 7 feet, 7 inches tall.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Jeez.
She died yesterday in Shelbyville, Indiana, which is right next to Springfield, I think. That's the other side of where Homer lives, isn't it? She was 53 years old.
Not married, I bet.
Not married. No, Lisa, not married.
It's hard to find a dude.
Yeah.
7'7".
Ever since she broke up with Manute Bol, she just couldn't find anyone else. No word on what killed her, but here's the thing. I don't know if you know or not. The tall don't live very long.
I do know that.
Yeah. Her doctor.
Like the giant.
Oh, why?
Yeah. I don't know, but just come on, Bean.
Oh, how dare you.
Come on.
Bean is 6'6".
Bean. Do like your people do.
I don't remember... how it happened, because you know my memory, but I did meet Manute Bol one time.
Yeah.
And he's for folks who don't know the name, former NBA player for not for very long.
Hello, Bean.
He was one of these guys who was 7'7", who they discovered, you know, basically playing basketball with a rock or something in Africa, and they brought him over. He'd never played the real game before, and they had to start him from scratch to learn how to play.
He was built like a praying mantis.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. But I met him, and it was so disorienting for me to be a foot shorter than somebody, to be standing looking up a foot, and I got a little bit of different perspective from, you know, from now kind of knowing what people are like sometimes around me. It's a little intimidating and awkward sometimes. But wow, it was weird to see a guy that tall. And now you're telling me this woman was that tall. I can't even get my head around that.
She was not attractive.
Not she couldn't have been. She couldn't have been. You can't be 7'7 and a woman and be attractive.
She had a lurch quality to her
yeah.
that does not look good on a woman. Doctors say she was suffering in the last year of her life. Poor circulation in her legs, weak leg muscles. She was dependent on a wheelchair for the last year of her life. So perhaps it's a blessing. You hate to say that. But apparently she was quite the inspirational person, though. Always upbeat. And doctors say a lot of people really looked up to her.
No, you didn't.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that felt good. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a good
one. Come on, Ralph. I could have done that.
Wow.
Oh, but you didn't.
Come on.
But you didn't. The story continues, and as the white trash turns, Jamie Lynn Spears' fiancé, Casey Altridge, now apparently cheated on her while she was pregnant.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Jamie Lynn, the 17-year-old sister of Britney Spears, of course, got knocked up by 19-year-old Casey. During her pregnancy, he was having an affair with a 28-year-old woman named Kelly Dawson.
Did she get pregnant?
Not yet, but I'm sure she will be.
That would have been perfect.
He says, or rather she says, the affair ended as soon as Jamie Lynn had the baby.
Oh, well, he's a prince.
He had to deal with a baby coming, she said, and it had to stop. 28-year-old Kelly Dawson. What are the odds? She owns a pair of cutoff shorts and a tube top.
100%?
Yeah. And has 78% of her teeth left.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
They should just take them out. By that, I mean everyone in Louisiana. Michael Jackson could be filming a new reality show.
Yes.
How great would this be?
Yes.
According to the New York Post, he wants to move to a city called Appledore, England.
Okay.
He lives his whole life like a fairy tale.
I want to move to Appledore. Hang out with Harry Potter.
Apparently, he's going to move there and they'll film a new reality show about him living abroad. Closest he's ever been to abroad, by the way.
Hey.
So that could happen, right?
It's not the truth. It's garbage.
And apparently things aren't all too smooth between Tony Romo and Jessica Simpson.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry, who?
Tony Romo and Jessica
Homo,
Simpson.
Right.
He still calls his ex-girlfriend Carrie Underwood.
Well, wouldn't you?
That's her name. No, Gilligan calls her on the phone.
Oh, I see. Calls her. I got you.
Why don't you say call on the phone when you mean call? Because call could mean many things.
Yeah, he's doing the right thing.
Carrie Underwood was the one who spilled the beans. She just loves sticking to Jessica Simpson. I'd like to stick her to Jessica Simpson. She says in an interview with Allure magazine that he still calls all the time, and sometimes she doesn't even answer. So there, Tony Homo.
You're not supposed to be doing that.
Here's what I need to happen. As much turmoil in Tony Romo's life as humanly possible.
Absolutely.
As September rolls around, because that would be good for everybody.
Yes, it would.
Especially Mike. Worst Dallas Cowboy fan in the world.
He is bad.
Mike, is this a good year for the Cowboys? What do you think?
It's Super Bowl year.
Oh, I mean, is that
by,
all?
By
okay.
that, you mean good, yeah.
Just that?
Yeah.
All right.
Preseason right, Eagles today on Fox. 4:30, I think. Check it out.
Let's make a note to somehow get Mike to bet on the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl.
I got tickets to give away to a very special advanced screening of a movie that I saw this week and loved called The Rocker. Stars Rainn Wilson. You know him from The Office. Plays Dwight Schrute. In the film The Rocker, he plays an aging drummer who had been with a big-time band in the 80s and then sort of became a loser for 20 years. But he's back drumming with his nephew's band. I know it sounds like a movie only Kevin could love. And maybe the commercials don't give it its just desserts, but I'm telling you, it is outstanding. I loved it. I laughed a lot, and I really enjoyed the film. So if you'd like to see it before it opens next Wednesday, August the 20th, Why don't you be caller number 5 or 6 right now, 1-800-520-1067. That number again, 1-800-520-1067. Callers 5 and 6, get a pair of tickets to the advanced K-Rock screening of The Rocker. Today's celebrity birthdays, finally. Got some birthdays. Yesterday was rough, but today's a good one. Actress Marcia Gay Harden is 49 years old today. She's very talented. Carl Lumley, remember he was on Alias. He played
Dixon. Oh, Dixon, yeah.
He's the black dude.
You know. He's also, wasn't he, Mantis?
He was Mantis. God bless him. He is 57 years old today. Halle Berry turns 42.
Oh!
Catherine Bell from JAG is 40 years old today. Mila Kunis from That 70s Show and Family Guy is 25. Antonio Fargas, Huggy Bear from Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, come on.
Is 60. Oh, no Bell for Huggy?
Nope.
I'm sorry.
Dude, he was hot. And Steve Martin, actor, comedian, is 63 years old today. I can remember when I used to put an arrow through my head.
As a tribute to Steve Martin?
As a tribute to Steve Martin.
Yeah.
I went to see him live in concert when I was a kid and literally wore an arrow in my head for the entire performance.
That was his thing.
That was the thing. Everyone had arrows through their heads.
That's funny.
And now he's 63.
I'm glad that's passed.
Glad the arrow through the head trend has gone away.
Yeah, I don't need that.
I might bring it back. I might wear an arrow through my head tomorrow. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, Bean?
Yeah?
That dude from the hills is back.
Oh, Spencer?
You got it right, Captain. What's up, Chief?
Back in the studio.
Yeah.
I hate to say this with Spencer in the room, and I probably should hate that I'm going to say this anyway.
Speak up, bitch.
Sort of looking forward to the Hills coming back on Monday night.
You are not.
I know
he
is.
What is wrong with you?
I'm not proud of it. I don't feel good about it. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I kind of am looking forward to seeing the Hills on Monday night when it returns.
Of course you are. It's
not because of you, Spencer. Not because of you.
Whatever. Hate on, bitch. It's like, James Spader said in the Magna Carta.
He didn't. I don't think he got
nothing
that right.
To do with that. They're
not. It really has more to do with seeing Audrina in a bikini than it does anything that you or your horror girlfriend Heidi might be doing.
Whatever. Heidi's got more talent in her tragically altered boobs than you've ever got in your whole body ever forever.
Well, listen, Spencer. Jeez. Since you're here, and we didn't invite you, and we're sad that you are here. What about Facebreaker? What about that?
What about it? That's going to be the greatest video game in the history of the world. Forget Ralph? About Madden. Forget about Halo. It's all about Facebreaker. Yeah, Chief.
Ralph,
you want
told
a copy?
Us yes.
Do you know the guy at the door?
I'm in it.
Ralph told us yesterday in the entertainment news that it's a fighting game
where you and Heidi fight.
Exactly right.
Well, that seems
real-time facial reconfiguration. It's the perfect game to get you pumped up with you and your boys before you head out on a night on the town. You know what I'm saying? By the way, you want to go to Teddy's later? Sick. I know the doorman.
How is it a way to get pumped up with your guys if it's a video game of you hitting your girlfriend in the face?
I mean, haven't you ever wanted to punch Linda when she's talking too much?
First, it's Lisa.
Whatever.
And,
no.
I didn't ask for your response.
You're not supposed to hit women.
Oh, go by boobs and shut your mouth.
Lisa would take us down, I think. She's a black belt, you know.
Brown.
Yellow. I don't know what belt she is, but she could take us down.
I got a studded rhinestone belt from Kitson, so hi.
But that's a good point. What about, why are you and Heidi boxing each other? Look, I could understand the game if Heidi were boxing other women and you were boxing other men, but why are you beating up on each other? That's what I don't get.
It's a part of our contract of exclusivity. I didn't want anybody else touching Heidi, looking at Heidi, being around Heidi, having her sweat, possibly her blood or whatever other fluids are excreted when you're punching her face. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the Spence dog and Heidi. We work as a team, and that's it.
But it
we're like Abbott and Costello. We're like Tango and Cash.
Tango and Cash. Nice reference.
Yeah.
Nice pull. It seems like it's making some people a little uncomfortable having, people hit each other,
hitting a girl in the face, yeah.
That doesn't seem good.
But sometimes...
Are you worried about that at all?
The winds of change blow through the sands of time.
I don't know what that means. Is Kim Kardashian in it too? Did I hear that?
I'm sorry.
Did I hear that?
My ears need some bleach or something to clean out the disgust.
Why?
Why?
I'm sorry. Who'd you say?
Kim Kardashian. She's so much hotter than Heidi.
She's way hotter than Heidi.
You like girls that need to be weighed on a semi truck scale?
Oh, come on!
What is wrong with you?
She's figgity fat.
She's fine.
So whatever. She's fine for the fat fats, but she's not fine to get into Teddy's or Le Du or any of the other clubs. Because right at the door, they'd say, "Listen up, fatty fat. Go ahead and turn around, shave that unibrow before you come back into my club, where a Spencer skates right in with his Aryan beauty."
Speaking of Kim Kardashian, I'd be willing to bet that you and Heidi have never set foot in the Glendale city limits, have you?
I'm sorry, where's that?
Glendale? Glendale, California, the suburb of Los Angeles known as Glendale in the valley?
No.
You got me, bro. Where's that? I know there's Malibu.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not near there.
Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Not really near there either.
No. And then after that, I'm drawing a
blank. Facebreaker.
Oh, wait. Now, speaking of Facebreaker, here you go. Listen up. Yes. So, K-Rock listeners, left, R-R, R1, A-B.
What's that the code for?
Special cheat code. Heidi's boobs get bigger, waist gets smaller.
Really?
Yeah, enter that at the menu screen, and she just...
Is there any amount of skinniness that's too skinny for you?
For a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Are you getting paid for this game?
Am I getting paid?
Yeah.
I don't do video games for under $1.7
billion. Is that right? Seems like a lot.
I don't even say the word video game. In fact, you owe me $1.7 billion if I said the word video game.
I'll get right to it. Time for the Kevin and Bean Afro Line. It's a message machine, 24 hours a day. You call, you can leave us a message on any topic, including the guest that we had yesterday, who is Trent, who's doing the Lord's work. He's a K-Rock listener that has put up a website. That is makepsychomikestop.com.
Mm-hmm.
Did you sign the petition, Kevin?
I did. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Lisa, did you sign the petition?
No, I'm
get
not
to
signing.
It.
Lisa,
I'm
come
not
on.
Signing.
What? What's
what?
Wrong
I'm
with
kind
you?
I'm a fan of Mike.
How dare you?
I bet he
you.
Wouldn't sign my petition either.
No way.
You guys would, but he wouldn't.
He'd sign your petition if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
This is for Trent. You're a douchebag. We love Psycho Mike.
Very exciting.
Yeah, I have this new little jingle stuck in my head. It goes 911 operator.
It's time to ask a 911 operator.
Oh, why is this coming back?
911 operator.
Man, I love it. Love it. Love it. I got a huge Wayne bone.
Can't hold a good song down, Bean.
It's amazing how bad Omar's songs are, his little theme songs that we do, yet how they get stuck in your head. You can't forget them.
Yeah, so I've been with you guys for a while. Still can't even understand who's the one that says, "How dare you?" Whoever it is, you. You.
Stupid Bean.
Dare you. So, wait, I think that is you, actually.
Oh, that's right. So Omar did a college movie that you can find on YouTube under Cucamonga Heat.
It's a classic.
It's an instant classic.
Yeah.
You will watch it 5,000 times if you watch it once. And we got a text to landline message that completes it.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of something for me, man. Yeah, I got these guys I want you to double cross for me. They did me some wrong in the past, so yeah, I'm going to take care of them, dude. All right? So I'm going to send you to go make a fake drug deal, all right? I want you to take care of this for me, man, all right? Yeah, you'll get paid. You'll get paid plenty, all right? Just take care of this for me, dude, all right? Everything's going to be okay, all right?
Everything's going to be okay, all right?
That's a good use for text to landline. I'm not sure what this is in reference to, but...
I hope you get run over by a truck full of midgets.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
that'd
if there
be
was
unusual.
A way to go, that'd be the way,
that
right?
would be the way you want to go, I think.
I think.
We started a new feature on the Kevin and Bean Show called the Instant Request, and I think it's going rather well.
Hey, I got a suggestion for your new feature there, Instant Request. Why don't you both go f*** yourselves?
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
We're not, a lot of love in the room today.
We're not bound by Instant Request, though, are we? I mean,
no, we don't have to do that.
We don't have to do it, right? Okay.
Omar, the cat crossed the path.
What does that mean?
The time is now!
It's not what we want to hear.
No.
I'm not sure. I think this is an L. Bean, you can tell me. You've talked to him a lot.
Uh-huh. What? Black
people can't swim my ass is a black man on the Olympic swim team. Take that, motherfucker.
That is an L, absolutely. Yeah. And I did see the brother that he's talking about and laughed out loud when I did. I thought, I can't believe it. I mean, this shatters every stereotype we've ever had.
He was in the relay where they came back and had the most amazing win ever.
He sure was.
I didn't even know that.
K-Rock producer Alex was telling me about this yesterday after the show. Apparently, in fencing.
Mm-hmm.
Sword fighting in the Olympics.
Yeah, yeah.
The girls grunt and moan a lot.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that, too?
Yes.
That's what this call is about.
So, I was watching the women's fencing. I hope you guys caught that in the Olympics. There's a lot of screaming for no reason, and it's getting me real turned on. Yeah, real turned on. I'm nice and warm. Oh, man. Oh, just keep screaming, you fencing girls. Keep screaming, you dirty fencing girls. Saber. Saber her. You better saber her.
Aren't they? I haven't seen any of the fencing, but aren't they practically covered up? Like every square inch of their body is covered up?
Because they have the masks
on. They have the masks, though, so they can see through it.
I can't figure out if the one who's getting the point on the other one is the one who's screaming and the one who is the victim is screaming, but someone goes, every single time.
I'm sorry,
time.
Could you do that again?
I'm not kidding you. You have to tape it and bring it all in. Right. It's unbelievable.
Is it more or less grunting than the Williams sisters when they play tennis?
It's more.
More.
It's more.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay.
So we'll get that and bring it in.
Man, it sure is terrible what's going on with that Russia and Georgia war.
Yeah.
It really sucks. Yeah. Gosh. I really wish I knew what the capital of the Republic of Georgia was.
Okay. All right.
Does anybody know?
No.
Yes.
No, nobody knows. And we don't have time
anyone?
To find out either.
I've seen the name
anyone?
Of that city in the news 25 times in the last 2 days.
Yep.
I think it's time to revisit.
Why does he think we would have any knowledge on the capital
of
Georgia?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Mm-hmm. Let's call this radio guy. He's a friend of mine. He has a radio station called the Kevin and Bean Show. His name is Beans Baxter. Let's call
Beans.
You know,
Beans. I know this guy.
Do
Let's
you know?
Get Beans on the line.
Supposedly
yeah, okay.
smart. Supposedly he's smart.
All right, AT&T, get us the Bean Man.
We don't really have time to hear, though.
Let's hear it.
What's
Bean
the
Man.
Come on. Like, Ray
Bean
Romano
Man.
Called me.
I vouched for Bean. I said, Bean knows everything. There's no question you could call that he wouldn't have the answer to. So he trusted me and called Bean, and here's what happened.
Hello.
Hello, Bean.
Yes, sir.
How are you? Regis Philbin here from ABC's and Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Regis, good evening to you.
How you doing?
Doing fine. How's my boy Ray? Does everyone still love him?
Everybody loves Raymond, believe me.
So I made a joke and we laughed, and that was the end of the segment.
Nope. They asked you the capital of the Republic of Georgia, I'm pretty sure.
All right, Bean, when he comes on the line, he's going to read you the question. Four possible answers. One of them is the right answer. Start now.
What is the capital of the Republic of Georgia? Sofia, Vilnius, Tbilisi, Tallinn.
Ray, I'm going to be completely honest with you here. I don't know that.
Anything? Can you narrow it down?
Yeah, see if Regis will accept Atlanta.
And Atlanta turned out to be right, and Ray won $1 million for the handicapped kids.
Nope, he didn't. It was wrong, and he got it wrong. I guess.
That's the
Why
best
do
thing
hurt?
For you, pal. I'm sorry.
That's all right, thanks. Never doing your show again.
So much for the Bean, huh?
Okay, that's fine.
That's right.
For the Bean.
Ah! Dude, bring it down a bit.
All right, we get it.
You know what
Let
that reminds
die.
Me of? That reminds me of the women fencing.
Whoa. Already, Lisa's fencing screams are already getting fan mail. Fred writes in, thanks for playing that. I'm wet and sticky now, so apparently.
Come on. I need that to be my phone ring.
Your ringtone?
It's coming from my pocket. Well, that's my phone. I'll get that.
Lisa, is that what you sound like when you do your kung fu BS?
No.
Yeah, that's butthole week. Exactly.
Wow. Fencing. I didn't know I liked fencing so much.
We have tickets for you to see the band Weezer at the Forum October 14th with Angels and Airwaves opening up. Tickets go on sale this Saturday morning at 10. We'll give you a chance to win those and join us for our exclusive Breakfast with Weezer coming up in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. So stick around for your cue to call right now. Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Thursday. What's happening?
We have time to play that clip from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Again?
Oh, the Bean one?
No.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, we play it one more time.
Nothing but.
There's nothing better than Bean being on national television and not knowing something. Because if Bean isn't the smartest guy in the room, there's just no reason for him to get up in the morning. And for him to not know something on national television.
Well, anyone would feel bad.
That's like just eating honey with a spoon for me.
We really don't have time to hear this whole clip again.
Well, we have a short version. You do have a shorter version you could play.
But the thing is that I really, geography is not my thing, and I did tell him that ahead of time. No, that's not true.
Not your thing. You know everything else. I'm trying to
see if I can... See if I can squeeze in. You want to get to the point where I pick up? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah. We just want you to be bad on TV.
Hello, Bean.
yes, sir.
How are you? Regis Philbin here from ABC's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Regis, good evening to you.
How you doing?
Doing fine. How's my boy Ray? Does everyone still love him?
Everybody loves Raymond, believe me.
I'm trying, guys. I'm trying to make some comedy. Come on, let it roll.
So let me just embrace myself.
All right, Bean, when he comes on the line, he's going to read you the question. Four possible answers. One of them is the right answer. Start now.
What is the capital of the Republic of Georgia? Sofia, Vilnius, Tbilisi, Tallinn. Ray, I'm going to be completely honest with you here. I don't know that.
See, I always watch that show and see people bluff their way through it, and that doesn't help the contestants. So I thought I'd just come out with it and tell the dude I had no idea because I didn't want him to put any stock in my answer.
Yeah.
Anything? Can you narrow it down?
Yeah, see if Regis will accept Atlanta.
Okay.
That's a bad thing for you, pal. I'm sorry.
That's all right, thanks.
I didn't...
Okay.
All right, funny man.
Hey, he made the crowd laugh. He didn't help Ray, but imagine being in Ray's position where he's going, oh, dear God.
Yeah, thanks for
this guy's trying to be funny.
So I called my friend Lieutenant Suits, who, of course, you know, now is over at KFI at night. I called him after Regis called me, and I said, you're never going to guess what happened. They called me, and who the F knows what the capital of freaking Georgia is? He said, Tbilisi?
Of course.
Yeah. Then
I'm calling beans.
Then the next day, a guy's coming. He's doing some painting at my house. A painter shows up at my house. He's like, yeah, saw you on the Millionaire last night. Too bad you didn't know about Tbilisi. I've been there.
Oh.
The guy painting my house knew the answer. I didn't know the answer.
If this will make you feel any better, Bean, I wouldn't have known it either.
Well, that doesn't make you feel better. Even Kevin,
that.
Even the encyclopedic knowledge of Kevin Ryder wouldn't have come up with
I'm not sure I've ever heard that word before, millionaire.
The scabs are just starting to heal, and you had to rip them off like that, huh? Thanks, Ralph.
That is awesome.
No, it wasn't good at all, and I'll never get over how humiliated I was.
All right, let's give away some tickets. I've got a pair of passes to the very, very cool advanced screening of the movie called The Rocker. The movie comes out on Wednesday, August the 20th. It stars Rainn Wilson.
Grab an umbrella, I make it rain.
No, that's not that Rain.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Rainn Wilson.
Not sorry. My bad.
Plays Dwight Schrute on The Office. He stars in the film. I got a chance to see this earlier this week, and I love The Rocker. I think you will, too. And you're going to get a chance to see the movie before anybody else. It opens on Wednesday, August the 20th. You'll see it at our special K-Rock Advance screening. If you know the answer to this trivia question, although this is... really, Rain's first starring role in a motion picture where he carries the movie. He's been in a bunch of films, including a movie that I liked a bunch called My Super Ex-Girlfriend, because I'm a sucker for superhero movies. It's when Uma Thurman plays a superhero.
Right.
But she's also a chick, so naturally she's mentally unstable.
No. He tries to break up with her, it goes
and
poorly.
And Luke Wilson tries to break up with her, and it does not go well because she's superpowered. And you think of all the bad breakups you've had in your life. Imagine if that chick had superpowers.
She could fly and
super strength. Throw a shark through your window. And
that wouldn't be good.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Rain plays Luke's best friend in the movie, but I wanted to ask you a question about My Super Ex-Girlfriend. What was the name of Uma Thurman's superhero character in that movie? Just what was the name of her superhero? 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number to call. If you're first person through with the correct answer, you'll win a pair of tickets to the advanced screening of The Rocker. Let's take a look at the showbiz news, shall we? Eva Longoria.
Yes.
says it's really hard to go to those award shows. Like the Emmys and stuff, when you have to go to those shows, it's really hard.
Why? Oh, I feel bad for her.
So much work.
Because you have to sit there in the audience, you know, for four or 5 hours and watch it, and you have to get all dolled up and get a new dress, and it's just, it's brutal.
She can't be serious.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah, she's complaining about how hard it is to go to the award ceremonies. So she says what she does now is buy a dress and then does a test run of sitting in the dress for a long time to see how comfortable it is to sit in.
Okay.
That's her new plan.
Stop interviewing Eva Longoria.
Wow.
Have you seen the picture of her without her makeup on walking around?
Yeah.
It's stunning.
A little rough.
How different she looks when she has a team of people spackling her together versus what she looks like just walking down the street.
Not as bad as Madonna.
There is a new way to get a facial.
She's a girl you wouldn't look at twice if you saw her.
Yeah, that's true.
In a bar looking like that. In fact, you'd point her out and say, dude, rough. But when the magic, when Hollywood works with magic, she looks pretty spectacular.
She looks great. So yeah.
I just feel bad for Tony Parker because he's waking up to the other one.
Yeah, that's true.
Looks like someone go, what?
What happened to the girl I was with?
Exactly. Where did that girl from last
night? We have a winner, believe it or not.
Oh, come on. You can't already have a winner. It's a tough question.
Vanessa in Ontario. Good morning.
Good morning.
Vanessa, what was Uma Thurman's superhero name in My Super Ex-Girlfriend?
Was it G-Girl?
She was G-Girl. You're absolutely right.
G-Girl?
G-Girl.
That's dumb.
Oh, sweet.
Congratulations. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you're going to see The Rocker before anybody else does.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Very excited about The Rocker. Good to hear. Speaking of Uma Thurman, she's
hot.
Yeah,
she's
what?
Hot.
Nobel?
I gave her Nobel.
Mike shaking his head. Nobel.
Mike, what?
How dare you,
Mike?
You don't know, man.
I think there are times when she's not Bell worthy, but for the most part, I think she's pretty Bell worthy.
Almost always Bell worthy. Her left hand is a bit heavier these days. She accepted a marriage proposal from her fiance Arpad Bousson. This is the guy who used to go out with Elle Macpherson, by the way.
Oh, right.
Had two kids with Elle Macpherson, never married her. Uma Thurman marries.
Wow.
Can't feel too good if you're Elle Macpherson today.
Yeah.
Anyway, he gave her a ring when he proposed. How big do you think the ring is?
It's got to be 3-4. What's huge? What's normal?
Well, anything over half a carat is huge for most people, but a carat, 2 carats, I mean, yeah, they're
big.
3-4 carats?
An 8-carat diamond ring.
That's just stupid. You can't wear that.
Can even carry that around.
Yeah. She's leaning to the left. 8 carats on her hand she's wearing these days. That's massive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unless you're cutting glass, unless you're a cat burglar, you don't need a diamond that big, really, for anything.
Only Hellboy could really support a ring.
That's true.
Like that.
A giant concrete hand.
What was the dude's name that gave it to her?
Arpad Bousson.
Our only weakness is that we are cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
I don't think he's French.
Oh,
I don't believe
really?
He is either.
I don't think he is.
Bousson, not French?
It sounded French.
I don't think he is.
Thank you, Lisa. Yeah. I haven't played that in 10 years.
Our only weakness.
It didn't even fit in now. Sorry. Back to you.
Audrina Partridge has a new job.
Yeah. Partridge.
Partridge?
Yes.
It's not Partridge?
She's not part of the Partridge family?
No.
Oh. Partridge. No R.
Oh. Says here Partridge. Anyway, she's got a new job.
What's
she
doing?
She is going to be acting on the new Fox sitcom Do Not Disturb with Jerry O'Connell and Niecy Nash.
Giggity, giggity.
Apparently the show is about a New York City hotel, and she will play a guest at the hotel on an upcoming episode.
Is she hot? Where do we know her from?
She's from the Hills.
She's from the Hills.
Oh, the Hills.
She's the one
okay.
That's been in the bathing suit
she's
lately
got the,
doing
the,
some movie.
The rabbit face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a little bucky, little bucky in the tooth, upside down eyes.
Upside down eyes. She's the Miss Potato Head that they put together wrong.
She's a mess, basically.
From the neck down, she's way strong.
Yeah, got a great body.
And you can tell she's going to be a good actress,
too.
Oh,
yes.
Here's
the thing.
Here's
the reason I wanted to bring it up. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop, Hollywood. Stop. Stop giving these people roles to do anything but to be the hated targets of derision that they earned. That's it.
That they're deserving of.
That's what their job should be, just objects of mockery. That's all. Not acting. There's real people out there trying to make a living. They need those guest spots.
But were those people on the Hills?
There are starving actors out there who need the guest spots and the under fives and the one lines here and there and a couple days on this show and a couple days on that show just to get by.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Audrina has health insurance, so let somebody else get
some.
That's what Ralph is saying.
That's
and by the way, for those who don't watch The Hills,
no one dumber on that show. Mm-mm. I mean, Audina is the dumbest of all of the girls on the hills, if that's saying
that
something.
That seems like a hell of a competition.
Yes. Stop it. And more casting news. This really blows me away. They are making a big budget remake of Nightmare on Elm Street.
Really?
The original was a big budget.
Well, the first film was, and it was sort of like a low budget horror flick, but it became a huge hit, and then the subsequent films got bigger and bigger. But they're remaking it. They're starting all over again with Nightmare on Elm Street, and they've cast Billy Bob Thornton as Freddy Krueger.
No kidding.
Yes.
I think that's a pretty good choice, actually. He's scary crazy.
I do. I'm just surprised he would take that role.
True. Yeah.
What's and that they would even do it, because it's not like that series that, you know, was in the 70s or something and no one's seen it. People are pretty familiar with Freddy Krueger. That's a pretty established horror movie character. To reinvent the series at this point seems a little unnecessary. But I guess it could be interesting with Billy Bob in the role.
He's a good actor. I'll tell you that.
The original Freddy, Robert Englund, says that he thinks it's a great choice. He says the new big-budget movie will look a lot better than the first series of flicks did, and he's looking forward to seeing Billy Bob's interpretation of his character. Yeah, I'm sure you are, Robert. It's not like you would like to go back and make that kind of coin again, but good for you. And have you always wanted to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Nope.
Yes. But you were...
I mean, yes.
You were swayed by the fact that it's in freaking Cleveland, and you have to go to Cleveland in order to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
There is that.
There's good news for you. They are opening a New York annex.
No kidding.
In Manhattan's Soho neighborhood. In November, a new wing of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will be opened. They just announced it yesterday. Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York City announced it. And
Wing is in it?
No, Wing will not be in it, no. But they said this is just the first of several. They're going to open another one in Las Vegas soon. So you'll be able to see some of the Hall of Fame in places other than Cleveland.
Are you going
to
make them restaurants? And
I don't know. Probably.
Kind of BS.
Makes sense. Yeah. I've been in Cleveland, and I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it's a really cool place. But I went for the Hall of Fame game for the NFL Hall of Fame. I went to Canton to see the Football Hall of Fame, and because it's so close, I went to Cleveland, but I wouldn't go there otherwise.
But you know what happens when you walk out of that museum? You're in Cleveland.
I know, that's the thing.
That's bad.
You know, they say Cleveland rocks.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Nah.
But great strip clubs.
Do they?
Inexplicably. Great strip clubs. Full touching, whatever you want.
Never stuck around that long to see that.
Stop it, psycho.
What?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Mila Kunis from That 70s Show is 25. Catherine Bell, star of JAG, is 40. Halle Berry's 42 years old today. French actress Emmanuelle Bert is 43 as well.
We may have to replace the bell. I'm sorry.
Susan Olsen from The Brady Bunch is 47 years old today. She was Cindy on The Brady Bunch. Antonio Fargas, who played Huggy Bear on the original Starsky and Hutch TV series, is 62. His kid's a football player.
Is that right?
Justin. Yeah. Justin Fargas, running back for Oakland, I think. Is he still with Oakland?
How about that?
Steve Martin, actor and comedian, is 63. And our very own Omar Khan.
Yeah!
Omar Khan.
Yeah!
Celebrates his birthday today.
DJ Omar Khan.
We certainly want to give him a big shout out, because without him, we wouldn't have all the wonderful production you've come to know and love.
Like Ask a 911 Operator, for example. We just played that recently.
And you'll hear some of his magic coming up soon. I think we have a game
Eric.
In a few moments, don't we?
We are going to give you a chance to wake up with Weezer. Now's the time. 1-800-520-1067. You can win your tickets into the concert and our breakfast. Next at K-Rock.
I'm Ralph Garman. Walk the showbiz beat.
Weezer is coming to the Forum October 14th. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10. We're going to give you tickets right now to that, plus our breakfast with Weezer.
Dude,
one of the bands we've really been looking forward to having a breakfast with.
Yep.
It's really just them and Fergie. We're the only two left to cross off the list. But Weezer, up close and intimate, Breakfast with Kevin and Bean and Weezer. And then, of course, you get to see the big-time rock show that Rivers Cuomo told us about on this program yesterday that they're looking forward to putting on at the Forum October 14th. You can win both right now, a little game we like to call the hardest game in the world.
Presenting the hardest game in the world.
And let's say good morning to Mr. Announcer Man. Hi, Mr. Announcer Man.
Good morning, Kevin Bean and Ellen Kay.
No. It's for now, it's still Lisa May. It's still Lisa for now.
They haven't made the change yet?
Not yet. No, not yet. Now, Mr. Announcer Man, first of all, do you and Mrs. Announcer Man, do you enjoy the music by Weezer as much as we do?
We love Weezer.
You do.
What's
fantastic.
Your favorite song, would you guess?
Would have to be the one where the guy sings.
Oh, no, that is a good one. That's a really good one.
That is a good one.
this opportunity we're giving our listeners that are Weezer fans to win their way into both shows, would you say that it will be an easy game for them to win?
Pretty much.
No.
Oh, no, wait! No. It'll be the hardest game in the world!
And why is that, Mr. Announcer Man?
Because we're going to play for you Weezer songs. The name of that song, unfortunately for you, will be backwards. However, if you can identify the song, you go into the drawing to win tickets to both shows!
All right, that sounds like a pretty good deal. Who's our first contestant, Mr. Announcer Man?
First up is Linda. She's from Riverside.
Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry about the whole Riverside thing. All right, you ready for the hardest game in the world?
Sure.
Here's your title backwards. You can hear it two times only, and then we need to guess.
Okay.
Nah.
One more time.
Nah.
What was that?
That was Weezer a song backwards.
It's a Weezer song.
Yeah.
Title of a Weezer song.
Linda, a guess, please.
Holiday.
Undone. Oh.
Sorry.
This game is hard.
It's not easy. I'll tell you that.
Next up is Catalina. She's the maid on My Name is Earl.
I don't think so. Catalina, good morning.
Good morning.
You ready for your two titles backwards?
Yes, I am.
You're giving her two titles? Just give her one.
Okay, good. Good idea.
Sneep Nat Girl.
All right, one more time.
Sneep Nat Girl.
Say It Ain't So.
It's a pretty good guess, but...
Pork and beans.
Oh. Yeah, it's really hard to get those.
It's the hardest game in the world!
By the way, the list that Omar sent over, he wrote Porn and Beans, and I thought, that's the song I want to hear.
Porn and Beans.
Yeah.
Next up who's next, is Mr. Ricky! He or she's from Sherman Oaks!
Hi, Ricky.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Hey, Eric.
All right, hardest game in the world. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here you go.
Yeah, psha.
What? One more time.
Yeah, psha.
Oh my god. my name is Jonas.
What? Didn't sound like that many words, but
hash pipe.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
It's hard.
It's not easy.
Bridget from Los Angeles, can you play the hardest game in the world?
Hey, Bridget.
Hi.
Did you get any of the first three? None. Okay, good.
Dude, all right. Wow.
Excellent. All right, here's your title backwards.
Hurricane Bulbers.
One more time.
Hurricane Bulbers.
That's the name of one of the Romanian gymnasts I saw in the Olympics last night, by the way.
This is hard.
Weezer song.
It's very hard.
Not easy. Not a simple contest.
How about a guess there, Bridget?
Burnt jam.
Troublemaker.
That's the current Weezer hit here on K-Rock. All right, we're into sudden death now. There's no drawing at this point, Mr. Announcer Man. If somebody gets one, somebody's coming to the breakfast.
This is exciting. Tony Lynn from Long Beach, can you be the winner?
I sure hope so.
Can we talk to Tony Lynn about something yesterday?
I called on Monday, actually.
Monday, all right. All right, here's your title. You ready?
Okay.
Hila, heat up.
One more time.
Hila, heat up.
Island in the Sun.
Buddy Holly.
So easy after the fact, isn't it, Mr. Announcer Man?
Sudden death now.
I mean, Julian from San Pedro, it's all up to you.
Hey, Julian.
Hi.
You ready for your title?
Yeah.
You'll win the tickets if you get it. Here you go.
Sloy Healer Red.
One more time.
Sloy Healer Red.
Come on, Julie. Don't be bad.
We need a guess.
Only in Dreams?
Beverly Hills.
This game is not...
This is hard.
This is a hard game.
All right, sudden death.
So let's see if Annette from Northridge could be our winner.
Hey, Annette.
Hey.
We're running out of songs. I hope you get one.
Two.
Here you go.
What's it? Yes.
One more time.
What's it? Yes.
I can only narrow it down to two. Island in the Sun?
Oh.
What was going to be your other guess?
What was it?
What was going to be your other guess? You said narrowed down to two.
It was, Say It Ain't So?
Yeah, it was.
Say It Ain't So.
Yeah,
I wish you'd said that. That would have been great. I'd be back at the bar by now if you'd said that. All right, last contestant.
Let's try Kat from Santa Ana.
Kat, you can come to the breakfast. You work with us.
Kat from Kat Corbett.
Oh, okay. Kat, you ready?
So ready.
Please get this right. Here you go.
Nasavnilia.
One more time.
Nasavnilia.
My name is Jonas.
Island in the Sun.
Damn you, lady! Damn you!
I guess no one wants to come hang
Let's
out with
start
us.
Start all over again.
Wow!
Top of the list.
Wow!
No one won.
Nobody won.
We'll have more tickets later on today on the world famous K Rock. Please enjoy. Thanks, Mr. Announcer Man.
Come on.
We call Dave the King of Mexico here on the show because his parents, of course, are both Mexican and they speak Spanish. And Dave, who apparently is their son, he says, flunked out of Spanish in high school.
Didn't flunk out. Got D's.
D's and F's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well done, Dave.
D's and F's.
With D's, man.
And F's.
But I passed with D's.
And F's.
Well, I got F's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And Dave's not the most energetic of people.
Mm.
I don't mean to be stereotypical, but if somebody were to look at Dave and say, I wonder what all Mexicans are like, it wouldn't be good for Mexicans. I'm just going to say it that way.
It would be all rad.
Didn't you and Dave recently go on a little trip together where you discovered exactly how energetic Dave is?
We went to Chicago for the Lollapalooza, and we were staying in a hotel two blocks from the park.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Park. Sweet deal.
Right, so you can just walk. You don't have to worry about cars. So we get down, and as we're walking to the venue on Friday night, the first night, Dave's like, I don't know. This is pretty far.
In my defense, though.
I'm like, we have 3 days of this. You can't be complaining already. It's only two blocks.
That's why Dave and Bean get along so well.
Yeah, but in my defense, they were long blocks, you know? We weren't like, one block over. No, they were long
they
blocks.
They were long
down
blocks,
the block.
But there was two of them.
That's why Dave and Bean get along so well, because it's like they lazy, get sleepy lazier. Bags and just stuff their face with food. Let's just sleep. Let's just sit here.
But Dave, it's not like you had to get a hotel in Detroit and walk to Chicago to see the show. I mean, you were just down the street.
I'm just saying, it's hot.
The poor guy can't help it. He's Mexican.
All right, so that's why it shocked us that Dave is turning into a long-distance runner. I don't know how this happened, but Nike is having something called the Human Race, Nike's Human Race, and Dave is going to run a 10K, which I believe is about 6 miles.
Yep,
6.2 miles. And Mike is going to train him. So Mike says, all right, when are we going to train? And Dave's like, I don't know. I'm too tired to train. I'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
I'll be fine without it.
It's okay. Whatevers.
I could do it. It's only 6 miles. I don't really need training, but, you know, people suggested, hey, you should go train. I'm like, okay, I'll go run a bit.
Well, I know that, you know, in with numbers, you know, 70, 80, high number, 6, tiny number.
Yeah.
But when 6 is filed by miles,
like you think
that's a long way.
It's kind
but
of far.
It's, you know, it's a marathon is 26 point something
right.
miles.
Two.
And,
right.
Yeah. And then you're like, well, that's a lot of miles. That's a lot of running.
Right.
I won't do that ever.
Right.
6, I could do.
Nothing. That's like bite size for
you. The bottom line is
I could do it
easily. Dave probably can do it. And, you know, without training, he'll go, he'll show up, and he'll do it. But he's going to be so slow. He's going to hurt himself so much. The arches and then his feet are so unaccustomed to that level of running that he's going to embarrass himself. And that's what I keep trying to tell him is that he doesn't understand that. Yes, yes, you are right, Dave. You will be able to run 6 miles. You will complete this race. But I want you to do it in under 3 hours.
Oh, let's not be ridiculous.
I am a machine that will just run and run and run like Forrest Gump.
Just
keep running.
You're going to run like a quarter of a mile. Then you start walking. And by the time you're at the 3 mile mark, I think you'll be doing the Marine crawl. I mean, I don't think.
By the time he's at the 6 mile mark, they'll all be gone. There won't be anyone there anymore.
Hey, they'll all be in their homes. Wow, that was a successful event, wasn't it?
The race ends with a performance by Kanye West.
Oh, who he loves.
Right. The finish line is going
to
be a performance by Kanye.
Okay.
This is going to be the first time that people are going to be waiting for someone else besides Kanye. Kanye's going to be on stage ready to rap. And he's going to be like, where is that guy?
I'm guessing they're not going to wait for Dave.
It's impossible, right?
I will be sad when you miss Kanye.
I have to ask.
I have to ask because I've only heard bits and pieces of stories coming back from training. But aren't you running less every day to get ready for this race? Didn't you start off by running a mile, and then the next day you ran a half mile, and then the next day a quarter mile? I don't understand your training, Dave.
I started off with 2 miles to see how I'll do. I did pretty good. Mm-hmm. So I go, I got it. So I'll just run a mile, you know.
So the next day
Mike.
I ran a mile.
And then yesterday I ran a couple blocks, and it was awesome.
He's tapering down.
He's tapering down
from the beginning.
Down. You know, you heard of warming down, right? That's what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I'm
but usually down. You ramp up first.
Now, when is the race?
It's August 31st.
All right, you might be warming down a little early. Don't you think?
I'm warming down.
It's the 14th.
I know, I got to have my legs fresh, you know?
Right, but the way you're going, by race day, you're not going to want to get out of bed because you're warmed down to the point where you can't move.
Well, I'm good.
If you want to see Dave's fantastic training, Mike videotaped it. It's at krock.com, Kevin and Bean page. Go to video, and you can see the king of long distance running. And I'm just going to give you a tiny little snippet of how that training went.
Run, Mexican. Run like the INS is chasing you.
That's it. That's all you get.
And I run.
And man. He does.
And I run.
Well, he could surprise us. In 2 weeks, we may be calling him the king of Kenya, but somehow I doubt it.
No, he's not. He's fat.
We're gonna continue the training. That's only session one. There's going to be others.
There's more?
And I'll make sure to have Lightning bring the video camera so that you guys can see. But
all right.
My whole goal is to just make it so that Dave is not embarrassed. And he doesn't seem to believe that that's a possibility.
Dude, I'll beat any listener.
That's the amazing thing.
Yes. I'll beat any listener out there, dude. You know?
Yes, you
I'll
will.
I'll smoke everybody.
Yes, you will. You'll probably beat everyone.
I will.
You'll probably
I'll be in
first.
I'm going to beat the Kenyans.
Bean, I think you'll agree with me when
I'm
we
gonna
say...
I'm going to be a Mexicanian.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a...
We will give you $1,000 each if you're in first place. You give us $5 if you don't make it from first place.
All right.
That's a deal.
It's a bet.
Mexicanian.
I remember ahead of this year's Olympic Games in Beijing starting, Kevin was really the most excited among all of us here on the show about, and I didn't think I was going to end up watching that much of it. But you kind of get hooked in, don't you?
I love it.
Been, yeah.
But I found myself caring whether the U.S. women's gymnastics team did well the other night. I'm like, I don't care about this. What am I doing? But right. you get roped in, I guess, watching
but
it.
But I'll tell you what you do find is that you're watching it by yourself. I'll tell you that. That happens a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, that is certainly true. I'll tell you that. But there's no one... I mean, except for maybe Michael Phelps, who's the most honored Olympian in history. Now he's up to 11. And he's on his way to 200 gold medals the way he's going. But there's no one who's enjoyed the Summer Games in Beijing more than our president, George W. Bush. That is a guy who has turned it into a party, hasn't he?
He has gone to some events. He went to the opening ceremonies. I guess he's the first U.S. president to ever show up on foreign soil for an Olympics. And I think he's gone to every event. We thought we would have a little bit of time to talk to him this morning. Good morning, Mr. President.
Wow.
You okay?
It's Chinese beer.
Chinese beer.
Is
it? Is that good?
Sing Tao.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
They taught me how to say that. I was so disappointed when I got to China. Mm-hmm. You hear all the stories in all the restaurants here in America about the sake.
Right.
I couldn't even find any sake over there. It's all a big myth.
I thought sake was Japanese. Isn't that Japanese, Mr. President?
That's a different place.
Oh,
not the same.
That's why they looked at me funny.
Yeah.
It could be, yeah. So we're not exaggerating when we say that you went to every single possible event you could go to in China. Well, I mean, you have really made the rounds at the Olympics.
Well, I love athletics.
Yeah.
You could say that I'm a huge athletic supporter. And so I wanted to show my support for all our Olympians over there in China. Beijing, by the way. That's how you say it. They call me Beijing.
Beijing is the correct pronunciation.
It's not
that's
Beijing.
Right.
Oh, really?
Right. Oh.
Beijing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I said, that's funny.
Okay. So let's just run down some of the athletes, some of the events, some of the things you've done in China. So you visited with the women's U.S. softball team. I guess there's a famous photo of you with a handprint from one of the players that touched your back and left chalk all over your suit.
That's a hazing thing they do. With they pat you on the back when they got chalk on their hands, make you look like an ass. It was very funny, and I hope they enjoy their audits.
Oh, come on.
That's true. You do get revenge if you do it to the president. You rode the mountain biking course, I guess, with some of our athletes in that sport, right?
That's right. It wasn't with the athletes, but I did ride the course myself. I'm a bit of a biker. I enjoy the biking.
Mm-hmm.
I like to ride a bike.
Don't you wipe out on bikes?
No, well... Sometimes,
yeah.
But I didn't this time.
Okay.
But I tell you, it's a difficult course. I was very impressed by the course that they have to ride on. But That's why I'm just an amateur, and they're Olympians. They get paid the big bucks.
Well, yeah, they don't get paid. You don't get money. You don't get paid at all.
God damn it. How about some information here?
All right. You you met and warmed up with the U.S. women's beach volleyball team. I understand. You had a good time there.
There is a picture that you have to see. Go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean, of you, Mr. Bush, and it looks like you're backhanding Misty May Trainor right where her tattoo is on her lower back, or maybe her ass. You can't really tell.
Right in her tramp stamp.
Yep.
Yep. Oh. Might as well make it a target.
And you're focused in pretty good on that.
Give her the Hawaiian Island treatment.
Yes. Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Those girls are in pretty good shape.
They are. Yeah.
They are, very much so, yeah.
Yeah, they make Laura look like Donald Rumsfeld.
That's unfortunately true. Yeah.
You know, it's funny, some of those girls on the team, on the volleyball team, they don't even know the name of the president. Those girls are talented athletes, but I don't think they're so smart.
What do you mean?
I heard one talking to each other, and they said, "Have you seen President Creepy Old Dude?" I said, "That's not even my name." Yeah. They don't even get it. They don't even know.
They don't get it. You're right, sir.
Silly, hot girls with tight fitting bathing suits and not wearing much.
Yeah, you were pretty much manhandling them, that's for sure.
The great thing about cargo shorts is you can play pocket pool. No one can even tell. No.
Is that right?
Oh, wow. I don't want to hear about this.
Seems like you should be careful with that.
There's Air Force One right there, baby. All aboard. About to take off.
Okay. You know what?
What?
I don't want to know what that is. What's happening, Mr. President?
I'm just expressing myself.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Ouch. Right. You and your wife and your daughter Barbara and your father, what, Laura, First Lady?
She is your wife.
Oh, come on, Mr. President.
I would kill her to get to Misty May Trainor.
Oh,
well.
I'd walk over her corpse.
Wow.
That's something else. Well, anyway. No, we're not going to have any part of that.
We do not.
No, we're not.
Nope.
All right.
Thank you.
So you and all the family, you watched the opening ceremonies, of course. As Kevin mentioned, you also attended one of the men's swimming events to watch Michael Phelps win a gold medal. I mean, it seems like, I know you.
What?
What are you saying now?
Michael Phelps.
Yeah?
What? He's a swimmer, very popular, right?
Good shape.
Yeah, he is.
Really?
Just saying.
I didn't realize you were.
I like to work both sides of the aisle.
I didn't realize that.
I see.
You're bipartisan. In Congress. I'm bipartisan.
I gotcha. Well, no one is enjoying these events more than you are. Is it just that you're waiting for the clock to run out until January 20th? You're just going to just vacation around the world until it's time for you to go home?
Well, I was just lucky. The Olympics coincided when nothing was really happening here in America.
Yeah.
So I could take some time off because, you know, economy's good. Employment is up.
Yes.
Gas prices are low.
Right.
We're at peace.
That's correct.
Housing situation is great.
Sounds like you've got a good grasp on things.
So things are smooth sailing here at home, so I took some time to look at those girls in the volleyball outfits.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got some balls for them.
Okay. Listen, we got to go.
Is that a woman talking?
Yes.
Women shouldn't be heard.
What?
Women shouldn't be heard.
But what if she's hot?
I've been waiting 8 years to say that. Okay. Women, shut up.
All right, Mr. President. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
I've got tickets to give away to the Advanced K-Rock screening of a motion picture called The Rocker, starring Rainn Wilson from The Office. Had a chance to see the movie earlier this week, and I fell in love with it. I really enjoyed it. If you'd like to see it before anybody else, you can be caller number 7 right now, 1-800-520-1067. Caller number 7 gets a pair of tickets to the Advanced K-Rock screening of The Rocker. I guarantee you a good time at the movies. If you go to see The Rocker, which opens on Wednesday, August the 20th.
Is that a money-back guarantee?
I will pay you 100 times what I paid to see it. That's what I'm promising you.
It was good.
But it was so much fun, and he's so good in it. Rainn Wilson becomes a movie star right in front of your eyes when you go to see The Rocker. It's very entertaining. Oh, I couldn't be more excited. Well, I could be, but this is right up there.
Okay.
Because, you know, Adam West may be on Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
They're talking about being Dancing with the Stars. I thought maybe that was the peak for me.
Yeah,
right. Then I found out that now I can go take a three-hour tour on the on the SS Minnow.
Oh, a real three-hour tour, okay.
A three-hour tour.
Dude, I saw what happened on the last three-hour tour.
The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. The actual SS Minnow from the TV series Gilligan's Island is back in the water.
Where has it been for the last 40 years, Ralph?
It has been on an island.
Is that good?
With some shipwrecked people who could not get off the island.
That was just the TV show.
I don't think that's true.
Oh. Apparently, it was in a warehouse someplace, and a dude bought it.
No kidding.
On Vancouver Island, and spent the past 2 years getting it seaworthy again.
Okay.
Now, it's completely refurbished. It is up to Department of Transport standards, but looks exactly as it did on the old TV series. And now you can take a tour on the SS Minnow from Gilligan's Island. It is an actual 3-hour tour. It takes you out around Vancouver Island, and you can rent it out for parties and stuff like that.
That's pretty cool.
How cool is that?
That's a nice nice idea.
Does it come with the Skipper and Gilligan?
It does.
All right.
More importantly, does it come with Ginger and Mary?
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. So break that ginger in half.
Airtight.
Such a slut. She was such a red-haired hussy.
But not to get off on too much of a tangent here, but on the show, there was never any reason to suspect that anyone other than the Howells actually had sex. Right, Ralph?
Well, Skipper and Gilligan, that was obvious.
That was clear.
Well, yeah. There was some subtext there, definitely. But, I mean, it's not like...
If you see the hut a-rockin', don't come a-knockin'.
It's not like there was an episode where the professor hooked up with Ginger or anything like that, right?
No, of course, you big dope.
No, I'm just saying.
It was a family sitcom in the 60s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Freaking married couples in the 60s couldn't sleep in the same bed on television. You think showing a hot monkey love with Ginger and the professor?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Him sticking his... Bunsen burner where it doesn't belong.
I thought Meadowlark Lemon came to the island and wrecked Marianne.
That was later when they started doing the TV movies in the 70s, Mike. Come on.
Those bad stunts.
Come on. We all know the original series, the only part that counts.
It is
the
funny how
robot.
Many...
I love the swimming robot episode.
It's funny how many guest stars there were on the show, all of whom were able to get onto the island and then get off the island, yet somehow Gilligan and his crew couldn't.
By the way, the minnow had a hole in it about the size of your fist.
Yeah,
but for some reason, there's no way they could patch that and get back out in open waters.
It's true.
They could make a computer out of a coconut, but no one could get some wood and just cover the hole.
You see me?
Hey, Jesus!
Speaking of holes and fists,
that's
really enough.
Come on,
thank you.
Could you mean vagina?
Oh, Lindsay Lohan has been through a lot of phases in her life: Kabbalah, rehab, the peace movement.
Sure,
but apparently, next stop, Judaism.
Really?
Okay. Post Chronicle says that Lindsay is considering converting to Judaism for her girlfriend, Samantha Ronson.
Jews love the lesbians.
Oh, Jews can't get enough lesbo action.
Sure.
I don't think that's true.
So apparently she may convert so that the two of them can go to synagogue on the High Holy Days together.
What about our Jewish fans out there?
Well, you're about to have another member of the tribe. Lindsay will join you. Shalom. Velvet Revolver may have a new member.
Lead singer?
Lead singer. By the name of Lenny Kravitz.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Sources tell the British tabloid The London Sun that the guys in the band wanted a big name to take over.
Really?
Someone who could hold his own but also add to the band. And they think Lenny, being a funky guitarist and a pretty good frontman, would be just the man for the job. So apparently they're in talks.
That guy. What would he need him for?
That could be an interesting combination.
That could be real interesting.
Yeah. So, see what happens. And lastly, the Tom Cruise movie that we're all waiting for, Valkyrie.
Yeah.
Yes.
The movie is a German with an eye patch.
Tom plays an eye patched Nazi.
Come on.
Who plots to kill Hitler and seize control of the German government.
Yes.
Has been moved up.
That's great.
It was originally scheduled to be released in February of next year, even though I believe filming was finished sometime in the late 80s. But now it will open the day after Christmas. So you get two Christmases. You get the 25th.
That's true.
When you open all your presents, and then you get to open Valkyrie on the 26th.
Can't wait.
I can't wait either. Tom Cruise with an eye patch playing a Nazi. It just doesn't get any better, folks.
It really doesn't.
Now, he is pretty much back in a big way with this Tropic Thunder, right? I mean, he's getting tremendous reviews for his appearance in that movie, right?
But it's a novelty act. I mean, it's a comedy cameo of him in a big fat suit and playing a Hollywood executive. And everyone says, oh, it's so funny because it's Tom Cruise. But he really hasn't had a solid performance or a hit in some time. So
yeah.
I'm thinking Valkyrie, Eye Patch Nazi. That's what we've been waiting for with Tom Cruise.
That's the sequel, by the way. Eye Patch Nazi.
His partner, his producing partner, Paula Wagner, they bought United Artists together, you know.
Right.
She was CEO of that company. She just quit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What do you think that's about?
Things aren't going well over there at United Artists. Because they're still in bed with MGM, and they are distributing the films that United Artists creates. Uh-huh. And apparently there's a big discrepancy between the kind of movies they want to release and the kind of movies United Artists wants to make. Uh-huh. And it's been a big power struggle, and she's had an assful. And so far they have yet to generate a movie that's made any money. So, problems over there. Mm. Problems.
Well, don't let Tom Cruise make any more Lambs for Freaking Lions, yeah, or whatever that was.
That nightmare.
That was awful.
It was horrible. Today's celebrity birthdays, Steve Martin. He is 63 years old today. Susan Olsen, who played little Cindy Brady on The Brady Bunch, is 47. Emmanuel Bert turns 43. Halle Berry is 42. Oh. Catherine Bell from JAG is 40. Mila Kunis from That 70s Show is 25. And our very own Omar Khan. Yeah. DJ Omar Khan.
Yay!
Yeah, Eric.
DJ Omar Khan.
He celebrates his 52nd birthday today. I thought he looked rough until I found out he was 52.
Not even close.
And I said, wow, I stand corrected. You look pretty good, Omar.
It's not that old at all.
I think he's
all.
About Omar, 25, boy. Ralph. I think he's maybe 25 or so.
No way. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
Well, there's no way he's 25.
Give him a birthday present and go to YouTube and look up Cucamonga Heat.
Yeah, Eric.
Watch that.
If you don't watch it, Kevin will play it for you in its entirety on
the
radio.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I want a cat's groups, too. I want to play Tostic event.
Huh?
She literally discovered this band I'm about to play.
Right.
They're called the Airborne Tostic event. Oh. The album just came out.
I don't think that's
Airborne Tostic event.
It's not Tostic.
On K-Rock.
Okay.
Why can't you say that, Roddy?
It's the Kevin DeBean Show on K-Rock 106.7 KRQ. Let me try it. It's the Airborne Toxic event. Yeah. Joining us in studio here on the world famous K-Rock. Actually, the whole band is here, plus a string section, but just in the studio right now is Mikkel and Steven. Good morning, you guys. Welcome.
That's right.
Good
morning.
Good morning. It's so great to be here. Thank you for having us.
You bet.
Really rad.
We couldn't be bigger fans of your record. Kat turned us on to the EP months and months and months ago, and we've just been, like everybody else, waiting for the album to come out. And it finally came out last week, and it's tremendous.
Oh, thank
tremendous.
You so much. Thank you. We've been feeding her 20s for, like, weeks.
Yeah, well, it's paid off. It's paid off. She's a whore that way, the cat.
Oh, wow.
She'll take money, A lot of people don't know that.
You guys are so interesting for a number of reasons, one of which is we talked to so many bands over the years here at K-Rock who really, like, No Doubt is a perfect example. Yeah, guys, we played every asshole gig you can imagine for 15 years before we get anyone to even listen to a demo. And then you guys come along, and I don't mean any offense by this, but it seems like it happened pretty quickly for y'all from the time you guys got together to the time, you know, where you're doing the stuff that you're doing now.
Yeah, it's been a pretty quick ride. We feel fairly fortunate about that.
Tell us, I know you've told this story 1,000 times, but tell the people who aren't familiar with your band kind of the background of how you came together and how you got out there. There are a lot of bands that are trying desperately to get noticed. And
oh, yeah. Like I said, feed 20s to Kat.
Okay.
And God bless the internet, I guess, would be the
internet,
the
right.
The thing, right?
To have a good-looking Asian guitarist.
Oh, thank you.
Like, like Southeast Asia. He gets half profits in the whole territory. We just
sweet.
Like,
all right, so good-looking Asian guitarist.
Yeah. Okay. Take a note here. That's in case we want to start a band.
That's number one.
All right. Now, MySpace kind of had to be where it all began for you, because that's where you first got heard, right?
Yeah. We had a page that we put up, and then some kids got a hold of it in England, actually, first, and they started sending it to their friends, and then we were like, whoa, this internet thing really works. Yeah, it's a series of tubes.
One of the things about MySpace is you can act like such a bigger band than you are early on, because you can just put yourself out there.
Did
and
we
like,
do that, though? We didn't. I used to respond to fans like, hey, it's just
oh, no. I mean, but you can look like, you know, just appearances.
Oh,
like,
they don't care. Yeah. Like, kids in, like, Budapest, they don't care if
they don't know
local,
the difference.
They don't know. They just hear your recordings and they think, you know, what have you.
Yeah.
So I'd written a bunch of music, and I'd gone through some dark times, and then I decided, like, to start a band, and all these jokers were just, like, friends.
Didn't you, like, move to Tibet or something? You were trying to write a novel or what?
Really?
What happened
not
with you?
Tibet. I was living in the high desert on this ranch. I was a ranch hand. And I used to
on purpose.
Yeah, I got for room and board. I had to shovel horse manure for 3 hours a day, and then spent the rest.
Welcome
of time.
To my life, by the way.
That's a unique way to get started.
Bean, you're into that kind of stuff.
He is. Yeah, he loves that.
That's what I do. Yeah. Half an hour after every Kevin and Bean show ends, I'm literally shoveling manure. And you know what? I think I prefer that to this.
Yeah. So. I got news for you. You're shoveling manure all through our show as well. Okay, so you're on the high desert.
Yeah,
you're shoveling manure.
I'm shoveling manure. I'm reading a lot of books. And you know, and trying to write one, and it's excruciatingly boring to do that. I don't know if you've ever tried to write
very
a book.
Very lonely. Yeah.
It's lonely and it's horrible. It's not fun. Yeah. Playing music
and you
fun.
Realize you suck, too. You realize it's hard.
It's like, God, man, I'm terrible at this.
I'm learning more and more about this time that you spent out there. I didn't know you shoveled manure.
Man. And there was like a monk that took me under his... It's like Remo Williams. You ever see that? Where he has to like jump on the things and... I'm kidding. Stephen gave me this look. You're an idiot.
So you had never written a song before that time? When you got interested in music? Is after the novel?
I'd written songs. I'd been in bands when I was younger. But I was always the guy who was writing all the music, and I couldn't really... I didn't think I could sing, so I'd write all the music for the band.
Let someone else sing?
Okay. Yeah, and then someone else would kind of sing. And then, I don't know, I just started writing songs. I was sick of writing this book, and I just was like, you know...
So you were still shoveling manure, and then you started writing songs, or you said, this sucks, I'm going back home?
I actually left the ranch, you know, and went back to, moved to Los Feliz and started, and I was writing there for a long time. I was like a writer, that's what I did. And then I went back to the novel, I quit everything that I was doing with writing, and then I went through a bunch of stuff, like my mom got sick, and I got diagnosed with this genetic autoimmune disorder, and then... my girlfriend broke up with me, and I quit smoking. And,
you're a downer.
Dude, it's, you know? It wasn't very fun, I gotta say. And then, I don't know, man, I just started writing songs, and I didn't really plan to start a band. It just kind of happened that way. It just sort of, I spent like a year in the room with a guitar playing for like my neighbor's cat.
A year? So you, like 7-8 hours a day kind of
like
thing?
8 hours a day for a year, just singing songs and writing songs and trying to do stuff. And then, I mean, I had no ambition to be a musician. I wanted to be a writer. That was like my goal. I wanted to be a novelist.
Did you write for the LA Times or something?
I wrote some pieces for LA Times. I wrote some pieces. I was on like NPR, you know, those guys that come on and go like, hey, what's the deal with blue ties? How come they're always saving me? Or whatever, you know, I was like one of those guys.
Okay,
I had some fiction published. You know, I did a lot of different things.
How'd you find your bandmates? Did you put an ad in the paper or something? Or
they're
was it just people you'd run into at clubs?
Outside of my house. And I was like, hey, check it out. Weird.
Need a good-looking Asian guitarist. Put an ad in
the... Weird. If you put LA that Weekly. On MySpace, how many people respond?
I mean, was there a casting call to find other musicians for you to play with? Or
friends.
Were you...
You know, I met Darren through a friend, and then I met... Noah was friends with my friend Chris. Steven and I had actually been friends for like 5 years.
Yeah, I used to live in San Francisco. Mikkel was up there, and we didn't even know each other as musicians. We were just both like...
Steven's a writer, too. Steven's writing a novel also, by
the way. Is that right? Wow. Good for you.
Yeah, that's what we do in the tour van. We just we discuss literature, and we write novels.
We totally don't. Sure.
The quietest tour van ever.
It's really
all right,
boring.
So you all get together, and then you think, well, I got some songs, and then the other guy says, I got some ideas. Then you record it kind of at home, or did you go into a big studio to do it?
Yeah, so they made this demo at my house, and then we put it on the internets, and then...
the internets?
Yeah, all of them. And we sent them to some blogs, you know, I guess we were savvy enough to know that there's these things called blogs, and they write about music, and the local blogs, you know, Radio Free Silver Lake, and You Set the Scene, and Rock Insider, all these people were writing about it, like, really early on, and we were stoked. And so by the time we played our first show, you know, it had already been online and stuff, and people totally showed up, and we were like, what the?
For your first show, that's awesome.
It was surprising, they really cared.
A lot of our friends didn't even come.
Nice.
And they were like, was there anybody there after the show? We were like, yeah, man, you weren't.
All right, I'm going to ask a question that I don't think I've ever asked a band before, and forgive me if it seems awkward, I'm not sure how to phrase
this. This is going to go well, I'm sure.
Yeah, no,
I'm going to try it, though, because I really do. I love the sound. I love the sound so much on this record. I mean, it really is one of my favorite records of the year.
Oh,
did you have an idea of what you wanted to sound like? I mean, did you guys sit down and go, what kind of a band do we want to be? Or was it just this is what came out once you started playing together?
No, this is just kind of what came out from our live show. I'd written about 100 songs, and then from that, maybe the band played about 40. And we have a whole set that could just be punk songs. We have a whole set that probably sound like the Talking Heads. Yeah. Maybe a whole other set that sounds like this.
So you just size up the crowd and then pick the playlist?
Well, more like we'd been playing for like a year, and we just wanted to capture what we were doing live on the record. So the record's all live. It's all live takes. A lot of those are just first takes. You know,
bands
spend like 2 years. Wow. We don't know what they do. We're like, the mics were plugged in, right?
Yeah. It shouldn't take that long, right?
And we just basically did our thing. We were trying to capture our live thing, and that was sort of our goal.
Yeah, I didn't realize that we were just going to do that one take. And then later on, I was like, wow, maybe I should.
should have tried.
Yeah,
should have tried harder.
Yeah, how, we had to overdub all of his guitar parts.
Really, oh, that's too bad.
It's awkward that I have to tell you now, Stephen, in front of all these people. But yeah.
How did you end up with Anna and the violin? Because some young bands would go, "Well, that's going to sound a little pretentious coming out of the gate with a freaking string section."
Oh, we were going for pretentious, man. No, that
you
was
were
whole,
okay.
No, I'm kidding. Okay. Anna could play a lot of stuff. Actually, I met Anna out. We hadn't been friends for a while, but I met her out at Tacos at this place called El Gran Burrito in Santa Monica, in Vermont. And
that's where all the classic musicians hang out.
Yeah, totally. And there's fights there all the time. I love that place, man. You get arroz con leche and you know have a warm cup of rice milk and hang out and eat tacos. She was there. That was like 2 a.m. We were both drunk. I shouldn't say that. My mom hates when I say. My mom's listening. Hi, mom.
Hi, mom.
Hey, mom.
He doesn't drink. When he says drunk, he means he's like, don't tell
me. He means drugs.
I don't know why she sounds like that. That's how she sounds in my head. She doesn't actually sound like that.
That's too bad.
So Anna was out there, and I was like, hey, don't you play like violin and viola and stuff? She was like, yeah. And then so she was just going to play on a few songs, but then she was really good. And then when we started playing the show, we're like, we got to figure out some other stuff for her to do because she's a really good performer. So she
I don't mean this to be insulting, but is it possible she's too good for your band?
Definitely.
Okay.
Like, no, there's no doubt about it. Every one of these people are too good for my band.
And what do you have? You have four, looks like. How many? 4 stringed instruments in
there? We got the Collar Quartet with us. And you want to talk about real musicians. They're actually real. We're just like dancing monkeys. Those guys actually, they were artists in residence at Juilliard. They're doing pieces by Thomas Ades. They're just like serious, serious.
People have to wear tuxedos and stuff.
They played
to hear
Disney
them play?
Hall last month. They're playing Carnegie Hall next year. They're like actual musicians. And they can like, I can't even read music. I don't.
And one of them is Anna's brother.
Oh, right? That's right. Yeah, no, the guy.
Well, you guys are smart. Andrew. Just load the room with a lot of really good, talented people. You don't have to do much.
Yeah, dude. I just pressed play on something and
that's
walked
a great
out.
Thing.
Now you sold out the El Rey recently.
Yeah, that was.
What has been so far the most memorable gig that you've played? Has there been one that's
Kevin
been
Kevin Bean show? I think would probably be.
has there been a huge gig, like a gig where you've played in front of a bunch of people yet?
I would say yeah, like when we went
to Coachella, of course.
No, Coco's.
No, we were in
Coco's. You played a restaurant.
This is Applebee's.
Yeah, try the pie,
dude.
Thursday nights, really all Applebee's. These guys are great.
There's this place in Camden in London. We were in England for 2 weeks last year, and we played, we hadn't played that big shows at all. And then we all of a sudden found ourselves in this epic theater. Like, there are 3 balconies, and there was like 1,600 people. And
wow.
It was packed,
and a lot of people knew the songs. They're really serious about their music over there. They like scout you out if you're a new band.
And they would sing along with you, and you were like, wow.
We're like, whoa,
already?
Weird. And they'd come up, are you the Airborne Toxic event? And we're
like, don't do the British accent.
Oh, sorry. Steven gets mad. Like, how come everybody sounds a little Japanese? No, that was my German.
Maybe they'll be it. Coachella next year.
All right, thank you.
Well,
Roddy.
Maybe so, Roddy. That's a good joke.
Thank you.
The Airborne Toxic event is here. Hey, real quick before the break, because I know you guys are going to go in the other room and you're going to be performing. Let me hit this, because the K-Rock listeners who are hearing you and are about to hear you perform live will want to have the opportunity to see you this Saturday night at Six Flags Magic Mountain. This is a K-Rock deal that we're putting together that really is an awesome deal, because it's $29.99. That includes access to the park all day long and the concert at night to see these guys and Katy Perry together on one bill. So all you have to do is go to sixflags.com, use the keyword K-Rock. All the details are at krock.com, but that's going to be this Saturday night at Magic Mountain in Valencia, and that is going to be a cool show, too.
That's going to be really fun. Yeah.
So we'll take a break, put you in the other room, see how it all sounds. I know you got a lot of musicians in there. I'm curious to hear how this is going to come off on the radio.
Yeah, me too.
As are they. Look at their eyes. Boy, this is going to be weird.
I don't know if this is going to work or not. Thanks for having us. It's
Thank
really
you so
awesome
much.
To be on
You know,
your
Kat
show.
Turned us on to you guys, and she's the best.
Yeah, she's,
oh, she's
great.
Amazing, yeah.
How did she get a hold of your music quickly before we go?
Oh, I think she'd just been coming to shows. We'd been playing a lot of shows around L.A., and then I think we sent her. If you're in a band out there, send music to Kat. She'll totally listen to it.
Because she does
a
local music show, right?
Include a 20.
Yeah.
Well, and you could probably really hit that if you tried, by the way. There's a little hit there. I'm serious. You ought to think about it.
Both of you. All right. We'll take a quick break. The Airborne Toxic event is here. Live music.
The Airborne Toxic event is here this morning. Self-titled album is out now, available in stores and for download. We're very excited to have them performing live for the first time on our show. What are we going to hear first, guys?
Oh, we're going to play sometime around midnight, apparently in a cave.
By the way, I'm right behind their lead singer, so I might join them. I'm not sure yet. All right, let's count it down. 1, 2, 3. Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Thank you.
Or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two. As you stand under the bar lights and the band plays some song about forgetting yourself for a while, and the piano's this melancholy soundtrack to her smile. In that white dress she's wearing, you haven't seen her for a while. But you know that she's watching. She's laughing, she's turning, she's holding her tonic like a cross. The room suddenly spinning as she walks up and asks how you are. So you can smell her perfume, you can see her lying naked in your arms. And so there's a change in your emotions when all these memories come rushing like feral waves to your mind. Of the curl of your bodies like two perfect circles entwined. So you feel hopeless and homeless and lost in the haze of the wine. Then she leaves someone you don't know, but she made sure you saw her. She looks right at you and bolts. As she walks out the door, your blood boiling in your stomach in a roast. When your friends say, what is it? You look like you've seen a ghost. And you're too drunk to notice that everyone is staring at you. And you just don't care what you look like. The world is falling around you. You just have to see her. 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 You know that she'll break you in two.
Okay, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who's with me on that? Come on.
Come on.
How about some more clapping in there, Mike? Come on. We got sound effects. What's wrong with you? There you go.
That's better.
Excellent.
The Airborne Toxic event is performing live for us this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ. Kevin, I think you agree with me when I make this statement. If you don't go see the band this Saturday night at Magic Mountain, then you're a tool.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I mean, you really are. You're a tool.
Yeah, I'd say that's accurate.
Go to sixflags.com, keyword KROQ, details at KROQ.com to see the band with Katy Perry this Saturday night. The album is called Airborne Toxic Event, in stores now. Gasoline
is another song that is on the album that I love so much. And did somebody tell me that they're using this on some of the Olympic coverage, or what's the story, Mikhail?
Yeah, there's a bunch of people sprinting to this song. It's kind of cool.
How does something like that happen? How do they find your song and then put it on the TV?
I'm telling you, man, rolls of $20 bills get a lot done. I'm not even joking about that. No, we gave them a song, we sent it to them, and they were like, hey, we want to use this for the Olympics. And we were like, cool. We're down for the Olympics. We'd make some money, but we're like, hey, how can you be against the Olympics? So it was really cool. It was really good to be a part of it. And it's
so you get a chance. They come to you and they go, hey, you're a new band. We'll put your song in front of a billion people. Is that okay? And I guess you just got to go, well, yeah.
We're like, I don't know. Okay. That was really cool. Then we were like really surprised and happy about it.
So picture people running, and then let's have the song.
Swimmers. There's people running. It's a whole thing, man. Okay. It was really cool.
All the time away, you're still on my mind. We were on our own, almost all the time. So she'll step away for a second or two. When I close my eyes, I think of you. We were only 17, we were holding in our screens like we'd torn it from the pages of some lipstick magazine. And you'd scratch your tongue and say, let's burn ourselves up till we scream like gasoline. All those tender days at your mother's house. Oh, and your father would find my hand inside your blouse. Well, they tell me that you're married now. Oh, my dear, I fear I can't understand how. When we were only 17, we were holding back our screams like we'd torn our lives from the pages of some girly magazines. And you'd scratch and turn and say, let's burn these sheets down to the seams like gasoline.
Steven. Anna. Steven. Anna, keep up. Come on now. Oh, yeah.
When I was only 21, I wasn't having any fun. And the words you said tore through my head like bullets from a gun. And I should have just shown up and said, get in my car, let's run. And these years have seen so many imitations turning green. Each like the last, they just go past like credits on a screen. With your memory blazing through me, burning everything like gasoline, like gasoline, just like gasoline.
Your good-looking Asian guitar players, they earned his money on that one, man. That is the Airborne Toxic event. What time can we see you guys on the Telemundo tonight? Do you know what time you're going to be playing?
I think it's Galavision. What is it? What channel is it?
Oh, is it Galavision?
Telemundo?
Sí, pero no sé.
You don't know?
I don't know. Where are we on tonight?
You're going to be on Mundos.
We're on Mundos, sí. I don't know what time, though.
Sí, señor.
Sí, señor.
Okay, we're going to check it out.
Órale, pues. Sí,
yeah. It's called Airborne Toxic Event. That's the name of the album, available for download or for sale everywhere. And again, the show this Saturday night at Magic Mountain. You got to go see them with Katy Perry. Guys, great to meet you. Great to have you play live. I hope we'll do it again soon, my friends.
Thank you.
Very disappointed you haven't gone to see Tropic Thunder yet, Kevin. This is the movie you've been looking forward to more than anything all year.
I'm going, dude. I didn't have time yesterday. I got all that stuff to do.
You know? Are you going to go with some retards?
How?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dare you?
I forgot. I forgot about the controversy.
You bastard.
The movie came out yesterday. Representatives of Special Olympics, American Association of People with Disabilities, and others have been protesting the film because of the use of what they're calling the R word. Here's a little more on that.
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
Disability advocates say the film's liberal use of the R word is offensive. Ben Stiller and Robert Downey Jr. play actors discussing how to win an Oscar playing a disabled character.
Dustin Hoffman, Rayman, look retarded, act retarded, not retarded. Count two picks, cheat cards. Autistic. Sure. Not retarded. They got Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump. Slow, yes, retarded maybe. Braces on his legs, but he charmed the pants off next to him and won a ping pong competition. That ain't retarded. You went full retard, man. Never go full retard.
We feel it is unnecessarily humiliating and degrading to people with intellectual disabilities. We feel that they're treated with a total disrespect in the film. 17 times in this film the R word is used. Once the N word.
People are selling t-shirts on the internet right now that say, don't go full retard.
Okay. It sounds to me like what they need to do is put more N-words in the movie. I mean, that sounds like the
inequality.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned. So we thought we'd ask producer Alex to line somebody up that we could talk to about the controversy. And then we got a better idea from a K-Rock listener.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, this is Matt calling in for an instant request. Now, all this brouhaha about the Tropic Thunder bin with all the retards has got me thinking. What would America's favorite retard say about Tropic Thunder? Gotta get Eli Manning on the horn, kids. Gotta find out what he thinks. He's retard strong. Got her paid.
That's a really good idea because, let's face it, Eli has got to have something to say about this.
Super
right?
Bowl winner, high profile, mouth breather. I think there's still
King
a picture.
Of the retards.
I think there's still a picture up at krock.com. He does not look, well, you know. It's time for Kevin to be in instant request.
Listen up, everyone.
You instant.
Make a request.
Instant request. Kevin and Beans.
Instant request.
Eli Manning?
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm Eli.
Yes, you
yes,
are.
Yes, you are.
It's almost time for football.
It is time for football, actually.
Then I go out and I throw it.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Touchdown.
Well, not yet, but yeah, we're hoping soon, right?
9 points. Touchdown.
I don't think it's nine. I think it's only six, Eli.
You get six and then an extra point. That's seven. You can get eight if you go for an extra point. You still with us?
I wear 10.
You do wear number 10.
That is, yeah.
Listen, Eli, we're excited about the football season. I'm sure we'll be talking to you once it begins for real in a few weeks. But today we wanted to have you on because a listener thought you might have some insight into this controversy. Maybe you're the bridge to bring the sides together into this controversy about the disability activists who are protesting the new film Tropic Thunder. What are your thoughts?
What?
What? What's
Don't
going on?
Say that name.
Tropic Thunder?
It makes me angry.
Thunder? Oh, you're angry about it.
That is bad.
It's bad.
That movie is bad.
So you're offended by Tropic Thunder, the new Ben Stiller movie?
Yes, they use the R word.
And what is that word?
I don't know. But I heard it's bad.
Yeah.
They ban the movie, ban the word.
Yeah, I don't think that
ban
we need...
the movie, ban the word.
I think they're... Have you seen the movie?
No, I'm too retarded to go see it. My dad said I wouldn't understand it.
I see, yeah.
Well, it is an R movie. It's not for little kids. It's not for everybody.
Now, why is there a black guy in it who's a white guy?
Well, that's what everybody thought the conversation was going
to
be.
No white guy wants to be black. That doesn't make no sense.
Well, I can't speak to that at all. But you are offended as a mouth breather, as a window licker, you are offended by the liberal use of the R word in this new movie.
Yes, I don't like when liberals use it. I don't like when conservatives use it.
Wow.
I don't mean like any R words.
Now, what's the R word?
I don't know.
Yeah. But you're offended.
Something
you know?
With an R.
Right.
I don't like any words with R.
You don't?
No. I don't like random.
You don't like that word?
I don't like road.
Okay, so did you just ban the letter?
No R word.
Okay.
And the movie, wait. And the movie should have a boycott.
What's a boycott?
That's where boys sleep.
Nope.
And get a girl caught
nope. For
the girls to sleep so there's no sex. Keep them separate.
Okay.
So they don't put the penis in the
thing. All right, I think
we know how that works.
That's
right.
How babies are made.
We're familiar with that. All right, Eli, well, good. Well, we wanted to get your take on it, and we appreciate you talking to us today.
Ban the movie. No words with R in them.
Yeah, I don't think that's exactly it, but thank you for your time today.
No R in Peyton.
That's
no
true.
No R in Eli.
That's true, too.
There's an R
in Archie.
Uh-oh. That sounds like trouble.
That's your dad's name.
Oh, he makes me retard angry and
strong. Oh, no. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
I've got my final pair of passes to the very special K-Rock advanced screening of a movie called The Rocker. That's what I like to call it, The Rocker.
That's, I believe, the name of it.
Sure it is now, once I start saying it, once I start using it.
No.
They're like, wow, we better call it The Rocker, because Ralph's calling it The Rocker.
They named it that.
That's what all the kids are going to be saying.
Originally, they named it that.
Stars Rainn Wilson from The Office. He is hilarious in this film. I had a chance to see it earlier this week, and it is a feel-good movie that is also hilariously funny and has lots of stupid comedy in it for Kevin. But it's also very smart for people like me. So it's two movies in one. It is Wednesday, August 20th is the actual release date of the film. You get to see it beforehand if you're caller number 14 right now. 1-800-520-1067. That's the phone number to call. Caller number 14 gets a pair of tickets. The special K-Rock advanced screening of The Rocker. Boy, is there a movie that's going to make Kevin uncomfortable.
Oh.
Are you familiar with a film called Milk?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it's not going to bother Kevin just because he's lactose intolerant.
Yes.
It's because it's about San Francisco activist and first openly gay politician Harvey Milk. First openly gay man to be elected to public office in America in 1977. Sean Penn will play Harvey Milk, and James Franco plays his lover. Mm. And apparently there's a lot of making out between James Franco and Sean Penn.
But Mr. Milk gets his, though.
Oh, how dare you, sir. He was killed. He was assassinated.
He was assassinated. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. It's a fascinating story. I'm sure Sean Penn, who is also directing the film, will do a great job telling the story. And
we should have him on to talk about it.
Yeah.
Hope he plays it Spicoli, man. That'd be
like
awesome.
Spicoli, gay Spicoli. That would have been funny. Right, Sean?
He does rock the awesome 70s afro, though, in the clips that I've seen.
He does, and James Franco's got the rockin' 70s porn mustache, which is very cool. And apparently they do a lot of naked dancing in the film.
Oh.
And naked swimming in the film.
Oh.
And James Franco decided he was going to wear a prosthetic penis for all of his nude scenes.
Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
Thing was, Sean Penn didn't know that the first time they were shooting together.
That's
and,
awesome.
And they were doing a nude pool scene. And Franco asked Sean Penn, would you do a scene like this if they asked you to? Would you dive naked into a pool? And Sean Penn looked at him and said, well, if I was built like you, I guess I wouldn't mind. Not knowing that James Franco was wearing a Boogie Nights-type prosthetic penis to make himself look a little bit more on the endowed side. So, good times.
In my opinion, most straight men don't look this good.
Dude, if I was gay, James Franco would be on my list. Good-looking dude. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And he's got the best weed, too.
He's not really
Dude, it's called Pineapple Express. He's the only one you can buy it from.
You're the guy that does the movie beat. You should know that.
Leah Remini from King of Queens.
Neck down.
No, I think she's pretty.
I do too.
Really?
Yeah, I think she's
neck
attractive.
Neck down, though. She's diabolical.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got a great body, but I think she's very attractive, too.
Okay. I'll give her the full bill.
She might be sound down, though.
Yeah. That's true.
She's talking to CBS about doing a daytime TV talk show.
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Oh, good. Oh, good. Oh, good. That means this fall, we get Valerie Bertinelli in a new daytime We get Oprah's Dr. Mehmet Oz. Do you know this guy? Mehmet?
Nuh-uh.
Apparently, some guy. Dr. Oz.
Yeah. Dr. Oz, yeah.
Who's that? Yeah, like, I'm an idiot. Who's Dr. Oz?
It's just one of Oprah's lackeys. He's a doctor.
Like Dr. Phil? That's how he
got his... Yeah, exactly. You know, so he's the new Dr. Phil.
He's more based on medical stuff, though.
What's he do? What, do you make you lose weight?
He tells you to eat fish oil and eat celery.
That's going to be a great show. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
What should I eat? Fish oil, celery.
Marissa Jarrett Winokur. Who was on? Who's in Hairspray, the Broadway, and she was just on Dancing with the Stars.
She's right. Got one. Today.
She's going to have a daytime talk show.
Wide angle lens.
Paula Deen. She's apparently some sort of cook, chef, Rachel Ray type.
Okay.
And Marie Osmond. All coming to you this fall, daytime talk shows.
They're just throwing them all on, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
But anybody
that's
been
on television ever gets a talk show.
Yeah. Every year they do this. They debut 10 new talk shows and maybe one survives. But isn't my girlfriend Bonnie Hunt doing one also, Ralph? Haven't I seen something about that?
I hadn't heard that, but that's something I would watch.
I love her.
Yeah,
I love
her.
She's so great.
She's very funny and quick-witted and has a background in improv and stuff. She like Ellen DeGeneres, could probably make that work because she's actually interesting and funny. I hadn't heard that, but I would like that to happen. Make it so.
Over most of the ones you just read.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Tomorrow, it hits the newsstands in OK Magazine, Britney Spears' first interview in 2 years.
Yes.
You'll be happy to hear that she says she's doing very well. Well, that's a surprise. Britney living a life of delusion. She says that she hopes her two young sons, Sean and Hayden, will be able to have a normal childhood.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's a guarantee.
She says her new album is going to be fantastic.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And she says that her baby sister Jamie Lynn's pregnancy was mind-boggling. It was mind-boggling.
Was it?
I don't know how them their babies are made.
How'd that happen?
Unreal.
She's had two children. How mind-boggling can birth be to her at this
she
point?
She may still not understand how it works.
That's possible, I guess.
She just, look at me, I got another big belly. Another one of them babies is going to come out.
What's it mean?
She was much more entertaining when she was shaving her hair up, doing blow, getting airtight. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is Mila Kunis of That 70s Show. She's 25 years old today. She's all that and a bag of chips.
Is she both?
Yeah.
I, too, am a big fan of vagina.
She's not only beautiful, but, you know, she's very funny. She does Meg on The Family Guy. That's her voice.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Catherine Bell from JAG is 40 years old today. I always thought she was the best part of that show. Not that I ever really have seen an episode of JAG, but still, she was the best part of that show.
Okay. I know her more from Maxim magazine than I do from JAG.
Yeah.
That's where the bell's coming from for me.
Yeah, JAG, she used to wear a uniform, covered up a lot of her assets.
Yeah, that's no good.
Halle Berry's 42.
Oh.
French actress Emmanuel Bert is 43. Marcia Gay Harden is 49. No bell for Marcia Gay Harden.
What do you guys think?
No. Yeah, bell.
No.
I think bell.
Marcia Gay Harden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Over.
When she makes herself up, she played Eva Gardner in
She's
a film
attractive.
About Frank Sinatra. She was just beautiful.
She's attractive. That's kind of what I was feeling.
I think I'm going to take it back.
No,
wow.
I think. Okay.
I will give you a $10 bill if you even know who Marcia Gay Harden is.
Yeah, she's got the black curly hair.
Yeah.
F you, mother
Name
effer.
Name one thing she's ever done.
That doesn't mean I don't know her.
How can I just black
I have
her
a hair,
picture?
You're
guessing.
Am
you
I
have
right?
A picture?
Was I right?
You have a picture?
In my head.
Not was always, I... though. Sometimes she has straight hair. And sometimes it's
She's got brown hair.
Did she win the Oscar for Pollock?
She
Is that where she...
nominated. I don't know if she won or not.
No, Bill.
See, I thought she won for Best Supporting in Mystic River.
She was the mom in Into the Wild. Remember that?
Yes. I do.
Oh,
she was the wife of Dennis Quaid as George Bush in
I know
American
who she
Dream.
Was.
I don't think you do. No, I don't think you do.
F you all, no bell.
Antonio Fargas, Starsky and Hutch's Huggy Bear is $62. What?
$62?
He's 62 years old. And Steve Martin, actor, comedian, director, writer, funny man.
He's
banjo
won
a
couple of Grammys for his banjo playing. A lot of people don't know that.
He's 63 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. Oh, I almost forgot. Omar. DJ Omar Khan.
Yeah.
He deserves a shout out on his birthday.
DJ Omar Khan.
His very own Omar. I think, wait, let's do some Omar Roki tomorrow in honor of his birthday.
Okay? Great idea.
Wow. I love Omar.
Wow. Okay, I'm Ralph See if Garman. He still got it at his advanced age.
I walk the showbiz beat.
How serious is this Georgia thing? Throughout history, Russia has played the bully with its neighbors, and sphere of influence is the key word here as Georgia leans west, that and oil.
The oil comes from the Caspian Sea. It flows across Georgia into the Black Sea, and that's the oil that goes to the U.S., that's the oil that goes to Europe, and having control over that is absolutely critical in this case. No one really knows what Russia's intentions are. It appears if they can remove Georgia's leader, Saakashvili, if they can do that without having to take Georgia, they appear to have achieved what they want.
The U.S. says Moscow has agreed it doesn't want that. Both sides have signed a ceasefire agreement, but there's not much sign of it taking hold yet. From oil to water, L.A.'s running short, and the city council has adopted the new tougher rules on when you can water, suggested every other day, maximum 15 minutes after 4 p.m. when it cools off. And that's the lawn, not the driveway, dummy. A man shot to death in Pacoima. Not much news, except the shooter surrendered, saying he just couldn't stand that music all night. Neighbors agree the victim was a pest, but really. At the Olympics, the U.S. beat Greece in basketball this time. Dodgers won, Angels lost. 80s and 90s later. 78 K-Rock, I'm Doc on the Rock.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, a major announcement that you will want to be a part of.
I'm opening hailing frequencies. Help me, I need your assistance.
Roland?
Hey, Roland.
This is Captain James T. Roland of the Starship Basement.
Roland, what are you
alert.
Doing?
Red alert.
What's wrong?
Red alert.
What?
Roland, why do you have your own Star Trek sound effects CD?
I'm currently sitting in my exact replica of the shuttlecraft Galileo in my basement.
Okay.
I need your assistance. I rarely ask anything of you. And now
Except
I need your assistance.
Every time you call.
But now I need something, and it's very important.
Okay. What's going on?
I've just found out that Star Trek The Experience at the Hilton in Las Vegas is closing.
Yeah.
Thank God. It's about time.
Ah! After 11 years, they're going to close it on September 1st. This cannot happen.
But haven't you had enough opportunity in 11 years to go see that BS?
I go twice a month.
Twice a month?
Yeah. I've gone twice a month for 11 years. I was there for the opening of the Klingon Encounter ride. I was there for the Borg Invasion 4D. I was there for the Secrets Unveiled backstage tour in 2005. And I've gone twice a month ever since.
Wow.
And this,
so you've
and
seen it then, so you're done with it.
They can't close it. It's the closest replica to the Bridge of the Enterprise near my home.
Well, I don't know a lot about this story, but I think they already made the decision, didn't they?
But they can unmake it just as quickly as they made it.
But
I need your help. We need to go to Vegas. We need to strap photon torpedoes to our chest and threaten to detonate them unless they change their mind.
I'm not sure that's the route we want to go.
You don't want to. No, Roland. You don't want to threaten to blow up a building. No. Listen, where's the Star Trek Experience? It's at the Hilton or something?
Las Vegas Hilton in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay. Now, aren't they making the decision to close it because not enough people go anymore?
No.
The time has passed.
No, the time is now. First of all, it has not passed. And they're closing it because I believe the people who run the Hilton are under the influence of the Borg. Or the Romulans. They want to close the Starfleet facility there.
Don't you think, though, that we're living in an age where people are interested in the Batman and they're interested in the Iron Man and the Transformers? They've kind of moved on past the 1960s Star Trek a little bit.
First of all, can't we all get along? Can't we live in a world where all of those things are very important to all of us? And secondly, they're making a new Star Trek movie. J.J. Abrams is recreating the original franchise.
That's true.
So it's going to be more popular than ever. Keep the doors open.
It's going to be a buffet September 2nd. Sorry, Roland.
I had plans to get married there.
To who?
Go to Vegas, get married on the Bridge of the Enterprise. They let you do that there.
Right, but to who?
Somebody.
You don't think... They can't guarantee to keep it open for the rest of your life in case you happen to get married, Roland.
I'm going to get married.
To who?
Somebody.
Yeah.
When?
Someday.
How do you know that somebody will have you?
Just the odds have to be in my favor. Every day there are new women being born.
Right, right.
And so but eventually, sometime, someplace, I'm going to run across one of them.
Right, but you're sitting in your parents' basement in a replica of the bridge of the Starship Enterprise.
First of all, it's a replica of the shuttlecraft Galileo 7.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
I couldn't fit the Enterprise bridge in my basement, so I had to go with the shuttlecraft.
But I think Bean's point is, how many women are you going to meet there?
All right, maybe I could expand my social circle.
A little.
That's what we're suggesting, that's all.
But when I do, I need to get married in Vegas.
All right. Roland, I think I appreciate your passion, but the call has come too late. The decision has been made. It is going to close in 2 weeks. I'm sorry. Oh, poor guy.
Roland. Roland, it's okay. What's happening? He's yelling Khan.
Oh, this is bad.
We're trying to get Omar to turn down the sound effects.
No, it sounds good.
What it do, nephew?
All right, here's the deal. 1-800-520-1067. Give us a call toll-free. Get on the air. Get a prize today. It's a great one because you can join K-Rock this Saturday night at Six Flags Magic Mountain to see Katy Perry and the Airborne Toxic Event, both performing. Less than $30. You get the park all day and you get the show at night. You really can't beat that. Go to sixflags.com, keyword K-Rock, or details at krock.com to buy those tickets. There are just a few left.
All right, let's begin with Derek and El Segundo. Good morning, Derek.
What'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do?
What'd it do, baby boo?
What'd it do?
So, dude, they found Bigfoot.
No, they didn't!
In a forest in Georgia, two guys found a Bigfoot, dead carcass, put it in a freezer. They're unveiling it on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And at a press conference in Palo Alto, it's for real, man. They have mm-hmm. pictures on the internet. They're going to have DNA evidence.
Mm-hmm.
They got these scientists. They flew up there. They're top secret. They're studying the body. They're going to prove that this is the Bigfoot.
Are you familiar with the guy who's running this website?
I am not.
Okay. This guy, this is about his fourth Bigfoot event that he has tried to get into the press.
Okay.
He has said he found one before. He had a pay-per-view special for $59.95. He was going to show you live evidence of the Bigfoot.
And
this guy, and none of his previous Bigfoot promises have panned out.
Is this the guy that has the radio show? Because he's not the one that found the Bigfoot. He just confirmed that it is a Bigfoot.
But this guy is the guy who's making a Bigfoot movie that he wants to continue to maintain interest in before that comes out. So the guy's a big fat liar.
He already made the movie and it won like film.
All right, Derek, call us back after they present whatever they have and then tell us. And tell us if there's.
I'm telling you guys, you will be surprised.
Right.
Okay, Derek.
We're telling you.
And I'm telling you, we're not going to be surprised.
All right, Derek.
Call us back.
All right.
Hey, yeah, Derek. What happened to the guy, Ralph, from a few weeks ago that was having a press conference in Denver and he was going to have video that could not be disputed of an alien looking out a window? Remember that dude?
Yeah.
Whatever came of that guy?
That came and went. The promises of a press conference never actually
Isn't proof
happened.
Of an alien enough? You have to have an alien looking out a window?
Apparently so, help? But you guys must not have impressed anyone, I guess.
Did you guys see the video of pretty solid evidence of Chupacabra in Texas? Just
I read the story, but...
Stop, just stop.
It's video, dude.
All of you,
I saw it.
Well,
it happened on
that.
TV.
I heard the Chupacabra killed the Montauk Monster. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Let's talk to Eddie in Van Nuys. He's on line three this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about the Tropic Thunder controversy that rages on. Eddie, what'd it do?
Hey, what'd it do? I was talking about that thing you were talking about earlier, and it's like, how do these activists know they're upset? If they're, you know...
I don't think all activists are, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah. Retarded?
I think it's more of the, you know, the retard lovers are upset than the actual retards, you know?
But I think that's a given.
The RLA, Retard Lovers of America? So often, and maybe it's true in this case too, but so often the actual people aren't offended. It's other people who are worried that there might be somebody somewhere else who's offended that are actually the ones who are speaking out and protesting and writing the strongly worded letters and picketing.
Well, and their support being, I don't think the actual people who would be offended, the retarded folk, really have the wherewithal to get offended. I don't think they have that capacity.
Right. Then what's the harm if we're using the R word in a movie then? If it can't offend them
on their behalf, I think.
Yeah, but they're retarded.
That's a good.
No,
point.
I'm just saying.
But it's not like this movie doesn't even make fun of retards.
Right. That's
I know
the
it
point
does.
Everyone's
the point.
Missing.
It's that Robert Downey Jr. is making fun of Ben Stiller, who plays an actor who's trying to get an Oscar by playing a mentally challenged person.
Right.
And that's the whole conversation. It's not like there's a person in the movie who's being depicted as mentally retarded, and they're mocking him.
It makes actors look bad.
It's not like
it
exactly. Something About Mary, where she actually had a retarded brother.
Right. Not
and
the same.
It's not in the movie.
And for those who say that they're worried that kids are going to now start using the term more frequently, I mean, it's an R-rated movie. It's not. There aren't going to be 10-year-olds at the theater, right?
Right.
Well,
right.
There shouldn't be, but there will be. Well, Kevin will bring his kids.
Yeah, sure. They like it. They're advanced. All right, let's go to Joey in West Covina. Good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, baby, Joey?
Oh, yeah. I was up last night watching the Olympics, and some guy from Japan, his name was like Hiroki Tomita or whatever.
They're all named Hiroki Hiromita.
Oh, stop it.
Well, he was on the rings yesterday, and he was getting ready for his dismount.
Mm-hmm.
Right when he was about to let go for his dismount, his arm just snaps off the ring.
Oh, no.
He, like, shot to the floor. Oh, dude, it was crazy. He was, like, spinning out of control in
the
air.
No. Oh, no. Oh, ouch.
His
oh,
arm snapped God. Backwards. I mean, it was rough.
He snapped off the ring. So
Did they give him a good score?
No.
Wow.
Was he doing like an Iron Cross or something? One of those kind of moves where his arms are outstretched?
He was just flipping like so out of control. Like, he didn't know where he was. Like, he landed on his feet, though. But like after he had fell, he had like this huge bruise on his arm.
I bet.
He had like sick whiplash.
That does not sound good.
Didn't one of the weightlifters also have a major injury or something? Didn't I hear someplace?
I don't know. I didn't see
yes,
that.
Yes, he lifters. Fell down. Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah,
he did. I saw a guy, one of the profiles they were doing last night, because you know there's 4 minutes of athletics and then 56 minutes of stories per hour.
Right.
They were doing a story on a tennis player who broke his spine, I think they said, while playing tennis one time. Like fell over the net and hit the metal pole or something like that. I mean, lots of bad, bad things happen to these people. This is why I don't leave my couch. This is why athletics and sports and exercise are bad.
Well, you certainly will never rip your arms off doing gymnastics. I'll tell you that.
Exactly. That's my point.
You hear about the American boxer who quit in the fight because he thought he was ahead. He thought his corner was yelling, run away, you're ahead, just stay out of his way. And he was behind by a point and just spent the rest of the fight running away from the guy.
Yeah.
And turns out he was behind and lost the fight that way.
Yeah.
That's bad.
That's not good.
Let's close with Rachel in, Glendale, it turns out.
Glendale!
Hey, Rachel.
Hey.
What'd it do?
I just wanted to tell Bean, I love your blog.
Okay, thanks for calling. And tomorrow
morning, that's what she was going to say.
What? Hold on, let her get to her point.
I think I'm your number one fan.
Okay, go ahead.
I think I'm your number one fan, but your blog just, I have a half in, half outy too.
That is a great story.
You are, in fact, a whore.
Now, hold on. So you got a weird belly button. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so I haven't seen anyone else in the world with it.
Well, look what the whore cat dragged in. Come on. A whore.
It doesn't make her a whore because she has a...
Yeah, will you buy me that purse I want over there? I'll do anything because I'm a whore.
Come on, Rachel. Finish up. It's okay.
No, really. Honest to God, I have a half in, half out, right. And it was just... It's amazing to finally know that.
So the point of your story is you're glad you found a kindred spirit in Bean.
Exactly.
And now you love him even more.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Wow.
You sound insane.
You're a sad little girl, Rachel.
You need your meds fine-tuned.
Wow. I'm the one who suggested we go to her, but I had no idea it was going to be that bad.
Really? We did. Thanks for the call.
That's the wrong story to tell you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring that one up. That's a bad story to tell. That's not a good story.
No.
I'm sorry. That's a bad story. It was funny,
but
that's not a good one to tell you. I'm sorry about that.
Want to thank our band, our favorite band from this morning.
They're ours?
Of all the bands that came in to perform live today, who can argue that the Airborne Toxic event was the best of all of them?
I agree.
They stopped by to play this morning. We'll have that up at KROQ.com later. You got to check it out. It was very entertaining. Their album is called Airborne Toxic Event, available on sale everywhere. And, of course, you can see them with Katy Perry this Saturday night at Six Flags Magic Mountain. Go to sixflags.com.
I want cats KROQ. Groups, too. I'm going to play Tostic Event.
Tostic.
It's all coming up on Ruddy on the Rock.
Oh, good. We can hear more Tostic.
Thank you, Ruddy.
Cat was here, by the way, all hanging all over. We love you.
Oh, yeah.
You're my band. I discovered you. Aren't we just great together? Let's all hang out and just be all, I'm Cat, and you are a band.
Is that what you say?
There is a new way to get a facial.
Whoa. Do you know what it takes to get Cat Corbett out of bed before 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning?
She usually shows up at about 10:30, and she's got sunglasses on, and she turns off all the lights.
Usually whatever group of sailors she's with as I'm asked to throw her bodily out of the bed to get her to work. But this morning, she was here at like crack of dawn making omelets and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Good times. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean show. Is Bob Costas a dick?
Asshole.
Because I don't think so. I think he's terrific. I never thought that until Petros came in and said, Bob Costas is a dick. And then, now that I've been watching him, I can't get that out of my head. He's a dick. He's a dick.
But couldn't Petros,
yeah.
couldn't he just have broadcaster envy because Costas is calm and cool and articulate and smart and informed and prepared and all those things that Petros isn't?
Well, I'm sure, as he is all those things I'm not. But
Petros loves the Clippers. Do you watch the Clippers now and say, wow, he's right. They are a great team. I love this team, too.
You know, it's just,
what
I can't.
What kind of sway does he hold over you?
Once you hear something like that, then you kind of compare. Gets to give away tomorrow morning. We have to do a different contest, though, because today we did the hardest game in the world, and we gave away zero.
It's too hard. Game in the world.
Really, gave away really no hard. No
tomorrow,
tickets.
What game are we doing?
Fewer tickets than
tomorrow,
one.
Tomorrow, what game are we doing?
Tomorrow, we are going to do a game where a dude sings.
What dude would that be?
And then you have to identify the song.
Of all the dudes who could sing, who will be singing?
Look at your watch now. You're a super hot female.
That's what I'm saying.
You got a $1 million contract, and you're still waiting for your hot track.
Yeah! Oh, I love Omar Roque so much.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's going to be
great.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It is going to be crazy. You're right. Kat Corbett, if she's still here and didn't leave in the van with the band, is going to be up next.
You're so great. Aren't I great, too? We're all great together.
Ralph, when you were listening to her in the band, did she ever make this noise?
Several times.
Wow, all right. Yeah.
She'll have 40 minutes nonstop.
Something else was airborne in that room. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I'm going to think about that. I'm going to get back to you. She'll be playing Papa Roach, Foo Fighters, MGMT, Chili Peppers, Bad Religion, and more, all coming up right after this on Kevin.